Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You're up next. It's 37 minutes after the hour, and you're on next. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Hi, wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, by all means. The gentleman is turning his radio down, and he is rejoining us in... Are you there?
Yes, yep? I'm here.
Okay. I can still hear your radio in the background.
The what?
I can still hear your radio in the background.
Okay.
You'll have to turn it off.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
Okay, great. So, we are... Is it off now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great.
Yes,
go ahead.
What is your name? I've never heard you before.
Oh, my name is Hugh. Hugh Hamilton.
Oh, that's great, because you have a lot of fans that listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, boy. Good afternoon, Talkback. It's going to be one of those afternoons, is it? I'm game for this.
The Don and Mike 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 comes from the good folks at Parish Jeep of Fairfax Circle. Stop by 9610 Lee Highway in Fairfax, Virginia, or check out www.thenumber4farish.com. You'll be glad you did.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
What, you don't know to fill a book?
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, the legal team for Michael Jackson is just walking in.
That's them.
The same guys who helped out Rush Limbaugh.
I saw them at the Olive Garden.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself.
A man of faith.
A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
So here I am today with just a little...
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm confused. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hugh Hamilton and all the ships at sea. And now here to share their award-winning whiskey sour recipe, it's Don Geronimo. Yeah!
Today.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Wednesday. November 19-ered.
Right.
And here's the number, not only for this show, but for what I'm starting to do, the Michael Jackson Defense Fund.
Yes.
877-365-3636.
Hugh Hamilton.
You're listening to us in Canada. 877, don't work there. So if you want to call this show, or, again, Michael Jackson Defense Fund, it's 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C. on WJFK, your hotline is 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Harry.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up!
Did you wash the ass today?
Someone called for a doctor?
I did.
So... Michael Jackson warrants for his arrest. Now let's move on with the show. Since, like, who's surprised by this?
I am.
I'm shocked. I mean, of course, we all are.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's like
not really.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so it only took them 15 years.
I wonder if they found any pictures.
Don't know. They haven't said yet.
They had to find a lot of stuff because they had something like
70 cops going into his house yesterday, and then there was a report last night that he was the warrants for his arrest, and then they right, but
he hasn't turned himself in yet, has he?
No,
he has not yet.
He might be listening to our low-rated AM station in Las Vegas right now.
Michael, if you're listening, I know you're negotiating your surrender, because that's what they're doing right now. They're negotiating his surrender,
and as he made many of those young boys do, negotiate their surrender.
You know, in cases like that, how come they just don't go get him? I don't know if it's a jurisdictional thing, crossing state lines.
But go get him.
Yeah.
But Mike, he's the king of pop.
I know he's the king of pop.
He's the king of pop.
God.
He can't just go get the king of pop.
Neverland.
I mean, you gotta call him and say, hey, King O' Pop.
Make an appointment see the king.
King O' Pop.
I say go get him.
Boy, oh boy, no pun intended.
I say that's trouble with a capital T.
So anyway, that's the lead. And when I got to work today, they were having the news conference where the cops are saying, yeah, this is something we've been after him for a long time with this. And it had nothing to do with his album coming out.
Right.
The cops were saying this on TV.
Yeah. You believe that?
What? That it didn't have anything to do with his album?
I think they were probably aware of it. They were probably aware of the fact that where his career was.
Officer Mottola.
Yeah. Hi, this is Tommy Mottola. Buzz?
Yes.
What is the absolute latest on this?
Well, among other things, Santa Barbara Sheriff says that there may be other victims, and he's urged them to come forward. And we also know that two other search warrants were issued at the same time in Southern California yesterday. But they haven't been specific, the authorities haven't, about what they're looking for or where the searches were conducted. So we don't know yet what these other locations are, but they've looked at more than just the Neverland Ranch.
Could this conceivably be the type of situation where you don't get any evidence revealed until trial?
Where
they wouldn't let you know what they had?
In many cases, that's the best prosecution strategy.
Right.
Yeah. But either way, you know, like I said, like we should be shocked by this.
Yeah, we really shouldn't.
Michael Jackson arrested. Okay.
Right.
Well, anyway.
I'd like to point out that everybody in America is innocent until proven guilty.
Except Michael Jackson. And Rush Limbaugh's happy about this.
Oh, yes.
Because all of a sudden, wow, you know, Rush
Limbaugh. Or is he?
Rush Limbaugh says,
once again, a black man.
Now, or is he?
Yeah, or is Michael Jackson? That's a good question.
Right,
or is he?
Or is he?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So anyway, he
makes your head spin, doesn't it?
He's arrested.
All
and,
this going on at once.
What I love is when they're doing the bulletin on CNN or Fox.
We got a hell of a couple of months, so stuff's just falling out of the sky.
Yeah. Whatever the channel is that where they got the banner, warrants for Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
On one of them, I think it was Fox News, they had in the corner, they had him with this flowing Siegfried and Roy type mane of hair.
Right.
And this big pale face and that big pointy nose.
On CNN, while the sheriff was talking in one box on one side of the screen, they had video of Michael dancing in a box on the other side of the screen.
There you go.
That was just weird.
And then one of the things the cops said that during the news conference was they wanted to do this earlier, but he had so many people over to the Neverland Ranch for Halloween that it was inconvenient to arrest him at that time with so many other people there.
You know, in all seriousness, if this does, and it probably will prove to be true, I think you line up a bunch of adults that surrounded him and were responsible for some of these kids being at these parties that looked the other way while they knew this kind of stuff was going on.
There
have already been questions about that, and that may have something to do with those other warrants.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm coming out today to tell you that I was touched.
You were touched by Michael Jackson?
By Michael Jackson.
Really? When you crawled into his bed?
Repeatedly. Repeatedly by Michael Jackson.
Was there insertion?
Not on my part, but on his part. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I was talking about. Don't worry. Don't get so defensive.
Well, you know, Mike.
He doth protest too much.
Not on my part. He touched me.
Man with iron fist.
No. None of that.
Come on.
He was such a gentle lover.
Please.
I hate to come out now against him because, frankly, he was a gentle lover. The best piece of ass I ever had. I don't care if he forced himself on me.
That is so gross.
He's just so.
So gross.
So
yeah.
Powerful.
God.
So Joker-like.
Man, oh man.
And I'll tell you the truth. He got me the whole way through. So what I'm saying is I got the whole way through the transformation from black to white.
Right.
So I had the best of all of the Michael Jackson that you could have. I had Michael Jackson when he had the afro.
Right.
When he was just a regular black guy.
You had him when he was in The Wiz, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Very good.
When he started his transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know, there was a whole Billie Jean phenomenon. Mm-hmm. And you know, he and I...
Did you have him during Thriller?
Stayed in touch. He was very busy. That's when he would go for more famous boys.
Right.
That's when he would go for...
It was the Macaulay era.
If I had to hear one more time, well... Emmanuel Lewis says this.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Lewis says that.
Enough. Well, and he stayed childlike, so that was good.
Did he ever accidentally call you Corey?
Feldman, Haim?
Yeah, any one of
either
them.
Either one.
Corey Geronimo.
Corey Geronimo.
Anyway.
Come back to bed, Corey.
So Michael Jackson is arrested. And yes. And this even knocks Keyshawn Johnson off the off the top. Not that Keyshawn Johnson has to worry. He just got cut by the Tampa Bay Bucks.
That's all.
But that's the... that's
still getting paid, though.
Yeah. You know, last night, this is just one great thing. We'll get to this Michael Jackson thing about having a kid who's now... grown up and gone. Right. He's 18, you know, he's off at college. Last night we got done with the show. I got in the car. I'm driving. Like 3 minutes after the show's over, phone rings because he knows the schedule. Right. I pick up, hey, what's happening? See, it's his number down at college. He said, did you hear about Keyshawn Johnson? What's up with that?
Right.
And just for a brief moment, it was like, now this is what the father-son thing is all about.
The long-distance thing.
That's right. It's the, hey, you know, I saw this, and did you see this? And it was, you know, something relatively obscure, you know, if you're looking at the big picture. But, you know, to those of us who watch football, it was big news yesterday.
Major, yeah.
Big news, and just a piece of advice from me to Keyshawn Johnson, and who am I to tell him anything?
Right.
Because I'm an ugly, hideous man myself, and I think he's a good-looking up-and-comer. The next time you're going to be interviewed on national television, on the day that you've been cut by Tampa Bay, when you're on every channel in the world, don't wear a basketball jersey and put your arms at your side as if
you can see your pits.
As if you are hugging, two people. As he put his arms around this big, gigantic couch that he had. You know,
Was it just pit central?
Listen, and also... stretching, like stretch marks around his armpit area.
It's not flattering.
Really?
Yeah, so my advice to Key, and I heard Dan Patrick calling him Key, which must mean that, you know, in some strange way we're supposed to think that they're friends.
Yeah.
Hey, Key.
Dan Patrick.
Yo, Key. Key.
I would say that too, if I was like Dan Patrick, I'd say, hey, Key, you know, throw a sweatshirt on. You know.
Something with sleeves.
You know.
So this is a perfectly healthy player.
No injuries whatsoever.
No, and he's...
one of the more talented receivers in the NFL, and he's just a dick, so they say, to hell with you.
They don't get along.
Right. So they cut him.
And he can't play for anybody else.
Yeah, they did an Opie and Anthony on him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did.
Right.
Oh, and hey, how about Infinity Broadcast?
Yeah, how about that decision?
How about the good people we work for? God, so many things are happening to
you.
Just
say no.
What was the verbiage you used, Rob?
They respectfully declined.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the FCC fined Infinity Broadcasting for all that crap that went on with the skateboarders.
Right.
And, you know, Infinity's outraged, and they do all this stuff where they pretend to fire them even though they're still paying them, which is like a Keyshawn Johnson thing.
Right.
I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the presidents of this company are standing up in front of people and saying, this is not, you know, this is awful, this is bad, they fired all these people. Well, then the FCC comes around with the check. Says, oh, yeah, incidentally.
Here's the fine.
And Infinity's response was...
It shows it wasn't that bad.
We respectfully decline.
Right.
Now, I just want to tell you, this is just a brief look into my world. We still work for them.
Yeah.
They still work for the company, too, but we still work for them, and they still allow us to be on the radio.
Right.
I don't think they would stand up for us like that.
No.
If Hard Knocks were on the line.
I don't think so.
Anytime, much less if we were already out sitting on the curb waiting to be picked up by the garbage man.
But does this work in any other... Can you respectfully decline a traffic ticket?
I don't think so. I've never heard of it.
Sticks. No. This is a great new policy.
Right, yeah.
We respectfully decline.
Nice try.
If they're going to try it again on payday, I bet.
Not really.
But you're right.
Respectfully decline. God, what a response. What a company.
Yeah.
What a place.
Yeah,
Michael
funny.
Jackson, Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. I did all my dumb guy jobs today also, too. You should know that. I did all
from your list.
You go to the grocery store?
Approved
now,
list.
Here's the thing. Here's what I did today. I did laundry.
Uh-huh.
Did two loads of laundry.
You can handle that.
Cleaned the kitchen. Loaded up all the stuff to go to the dry cleaners.
Uh-huh.
Went to the dry cleaners, dropped it off. Picked up the other stuff and actually started making a grocery list today. And,
wow.
And found myself saying to my wife, you leave stuff around all the time. this is what's happened to me. Because,
wow.
Because she's working now.
You are...
Because
you've undergone
working.
Some sort of horrible transformation.
And listen, I wanted to just say this. My wife wants to keep what she does private. She's entering a new field.
Uh-huh.
Buzz knows this. I think Mike knows some of the you guys here know this.
Right.
But I'm I don't mind helping out. I don't mind doing my fair share. But here's the thing. The job. Okay? She's a freaking Walmart greeter. She's a Walmart greeter.
She's so good at it. She's so much younger
than
so many of the other greeters.
I don't understand the hours.
Yeah.
That, you know, and the fact that I now have to do the dry cleaning and the laundry and go to the grocery store.
Is she at the 24-hour location?
Yeah, some are open all year round.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I was out Christmas shopping for you guys, and
right.
she made me feel so welcome.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you Christmas shopping at the Walmart. It's nice of you.
Here's the only reason I mentioned that is that I said that to somebody a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And I wish I could tell you who it is. It's one of the many salespeople here who I don't know. Just one of the tall guys.
Okay.
After that whole thing about don't talk to us, I've made a point of searching out these people. When I see them and saying hi and looking them in the eye and saying, how are you? So the guy, I'm talking to the guy, I'm coming up from the garage, and he said, so your wife's going back to work? And I said, yeah. I said, I'm pretty excited. And he said, what's she doing? And I said, oh, I'm pretty excited about this. She's a Walmart greeter. And the guy said...
Serious?
Yeah. The guy said, oh, really? Which store?
God.
You know, I walked away and said, somebody in Virginia. She's in a training program looking at the guy. And, you know, and I don't know this guy. I don't want to say, hey, you know, I'm trying to make a joke.
Right.
You know,
he didn't get the joke. Well, you know, if they don't know you...
Not that it's not a
Walmart greeter.
Not that it's not a fine career, but that,
absolutely. Usually for senior citizens.
That's going to be my stock answer now. Whenever anybody asks me why I'm doing this stuff because my wife is working, it's because she wants a career. And the truth is, she waited the whole time raising the boy.
18 years.
Mm-hmm. But now she wants to get back into the workforce.
Right.
And I think it's fantastic that she's spending all of her time saying, hi, welcome to Walmart.
Can I help you?
My name is Frida. Can I help you?
Actually, not can I help you. It's just a greeting.
Yeah, that's right. It's just
she doesn't offer help.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Frida. Welcome to Walmart.
How are you?
And
hugs are great.
And
I love hugs.
And I keep telling her that she should spice up her job. Like today, I said it should be, hey, welcome to Walmart. How about that, Michael Jackson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Make it interesting.
But
right.
She said no, that they frown on.
She can't get political.
I don't want to let her do that.
No, she can't. And I also said she should say, hey, hi, I'm a greeter at Walmart, and I'm from this country. You know, hi, I'm Frida.
Hi, welcome to Walmart. Hey, somebody needs a new size of blouse.
I've got my papers. But, no, so anyway, that's what I did. And then this, the Michael Jackson thing, wow.
Hi, welcome to Walmart. Keep those rugrats quiet, won't you please?
Can you imagine if my wife really was a greeter at Walmart? If you got her on, you know, those days. Hi, what do you want? What do you need? Come on, move it, Buster.
I don't think I could ever be a greeter.
What do you got, Buster?
I want to modify my own lingo. I would want to reduce it to a syllable, where somebody walked through the door and I go, yo.
I like that.
That's it. Just nod and go.
That's friendly.
Yo.
See, but I don't need a greeter. That's one of my main complaints with the Walmart experience.
Oh, you can communicate with yo in a variety of ways that will be able to express yourself. Like a hot woman comes in and is like, yo.
Yeah, sure. No, it's like...
The kids run by and the kids are like running and you go, yo, 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 yo.
So you'd be the yo-yo man.
Yeah.
You'd be the yo-yo guy at Walmart.
Sure. Yo.
Yo.
I ought to think about
that. People,
yo.
If you would like, I'll mention it to my wife.
Good.
Ooh, yo.
And maybe someday you can work your way into the program as well.
Yo.
Yo. Yo.
That would be my standard one. Would it be just like, you point at him, you go,
yo.
Yo.
Cool.
But then for the kids, especially the ruffians, you know, the ones that, you know,
the
urchins that hang out there.
All the gangs. All the gangs that fester Walmart.
Yeah. I'll take you out to the one in Manassas sometime. Yo, yo, yo.
Right. Like, there's no gangs at Target, Mike.
There are no gangs at Target.
Of course there are.
They're just better dressed.
You know what? Target is like the gang headquarters.
You know, when you make a statement that is completely baseless, it hurts me deeply.
Well, how do you know that there are gangs really at Walmart?
Because I've been attacked.
Like I was attacked by Michael Jackson? Is that the same?
No, it's just so, Target is just so different. Are we going to go?
No,
this is one of our better ones because it really is.
You know what, let's just.
There is no comparison.
Walmart is superior.
No, you're absolutely wrong.
If given the choice, and
your
quite
quality
often,
items at Target are so superior.
You can get dog food
at Walmart.
Hold on. Let me just say something here.
You can furnish your house at Target.
Yeah, if you like living in cardboard.
No.
Yes.
No, they've got the words up there.
Here's the thing. All you Target people are snobs because you think...
Yes.
Because you think...
We sit atop the mountain.
Because you think it's quality.
It is quality.
For you. Walmart, Target, dare I say it, Ames, They're all really the same. They're all really the same.
Oh, you amuse
me. It's how it's positioned.
Possibly. I am talking about, let me explain what I'm talking about here. The shopping experience.
And that is what I would say with Walmart as well, even with the greeters that I hate, but I would admit for most people is a nice thing that they like hearing.
Target takes their store. They put their little sections together, their clothing.
How many times you wear one of those CDs, T-shirts before it falls apart?
I have T-shirts from 35 years ago that I purchased at Target.
35
before
years ago?
Before it was even in existence as a store.
Yeah.
And I go into Target, and it's just so perfect.
Well,
in every way, you can get whatever you need.
I feel the same way about Walmart.
I have bought furniture at Target. Outdoor furniture. Good stuff.
No comment.
And it's not like...
No comment.
It's not like Walmart, where a big tractor trailer like backs up and S's out all this
junk.
That's
right. It's not like living in the ghetto going to Walmart. I mean, well, we're moving on up.
Where the truck from Walmart
to the east side
opens its big doors and just poops out whatever the mass purchase is of the day.
Hello, welcome to Target.
Thank you, yes.
Welcome to Target.
Look at these lovely designer items we have, especially like for summertime when you want to get outdoor iced tea glasses made of plastic.
Yeah, that's
so
perfect. Again, the word quality. And here's what I'm saying to you.
It's quality plastic.
You buy the same crap at Walmart.
Not really.
I mean, it's the same quality. It's the same. They're both crap.
No.
No, they are.
I've purchased lots of clothing at Target.
I know you have.
I would never purchase clothing at Walmart.
I have bought underpants at Walmart. I have bought jeans. I have bought, as my mom would...
How are those waistbands going on those underpants if you buy them at Walmart?
I buy my dungarees there.
You do? Do they have Levi's?
They have Wrangler.
Wrangler.
Wrangler. Wrangler.
Enough said.
Oh, right. Enough said.
Levi's are the only jeans. You wear Levi's.
I wear Wrangler as well. I also wear Lee. I also wear Tommy Hilfiger.
Eddie Bauer jeans.
Can't argue with that. I have a pair of them.
Don't even... That's a clothing store, Rob. Don't enter. Please go to... You know, this is strictly Walmart.
Target. See, Target is my store, and Eddie Bauer is Rob's store. Wait, what is your store? I mean, it's not Walmart. You defend Walmart, but what is your store? You go, I think I know which one it is.
The Sharper Image.
No. I think I know your favorite store.
What?
I think your favorite store is Best Buy.
I think you'd probably be correct there. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Probably my go-to. If I got to, you know, if I'm going to go shopping,
right,
I'll go shopping there.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I'm going to sound like a snob.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not. I'll sound
like
a complete ass snob.
Say it.
Nordstrom.
Snob. What about you, Buzz?
It's the store in the mall that sells novelty stuff, you know.
Spencer Gifts?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. That's my favorite store.
But really, if you talked about frequency of visits... Where I go most often?
Yeah.
It's Target.
Yeah, hold on. Listen, I'm sorry, my friend. You can't go back to Target because now you've already thrown out the N-word. You've already thrown out Nordstrom's, okay? So once you throw the N-word out there...
It's because it's fresh.
You can't pretend.
It was there last weekend and I love it.
You can't pretend that...
It's great customer service.
Yeah. Listen, you know, forget him. He's a phony. That's what I'm saying. He's a phony. The man goes to...
I'm an everyman.
The man goes to Target when he needs to buy garbage. Okay, when it's time to buy garbage, you go to Target, right?
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, what that means is it's junk at Target.
It's
just like
not.
It's junk at Walmart.
I have items in my home that I purchased to wear that I still own. The Cherokee line of T-shirts.
What about the Nordstrom's experience?
Well,
okay. Game, set, match. I score that one for Walmart. Because the truth is, there ain't a fancy store that I like. That's true.
Yes, there is, and I could bust you. I could bust you right now. I know you go to a fancy store.
I'm not saying that I have not.
I'm going to be nice enough. I'm going to be nice enough to write it down.
I'm not saying that I have not been to a fancy store.
Well, we all have.
But I don't go to... Hi, Charlie.
Hello.
Hi.
I love the Target.
Thank you, Charlie.
Hey. There are no strollers there.
Hey, now I'm in.
Need I say more, Mike? Look who your star witness is.
Bingo!
Yeah,
I
bought a suit there, yeah.
That, well, that's what I mean for good stuff. That's go to the good places.
Right. No. But here's the thing.
If I throw that out there, it's going to be all over.
I'll say that N-word. Neiman Marcus.
Ha ha!
I bought a suit there because I lost some weight.
And that's why I went to Nordstrom.
Because
I lost some weight.
You ask my wife, you call my wife up, and I'm telling you right now, and I'm proud of this, I do not dress like a grown-up. I'm very proud of the fact that I'm sure I don't know. You probably have twice as many dress clothes as me, three times as many dress clothes as me. I think the average person probably does.
I've recently purchased some dress shirts.
I don't dig dressing like that. I enjoy the fact that because we do what we do,
right.
I can dress like an idiot. Like, look, hi. Here's my first example.
Hi.
Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Joe.
Everybody, Joe's got a distinct style.
Yeah. Walmart is evil. And un-American.
Oh, Joe.
So don't shop there.
Joe, no, Joe, you're killing me, Joe. Joe, what's wrong with Walmart, Joe?
They bully American corporations into lowering their prices so low that they have to ship the get the products made overseas and in Mexico, which costs the average American jobs.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about all that, but
amen.
Target's a lot needed.
Hey, we're all in here.
Yeah, and you know, I hate to pile on. But with the exception of clothes, and I can't back Target's clothes.
Okay.
But it's a better store. It's cleaner and mm-hmm. friendlier.
It's deep.
Right. Target. Yeah.
It is. It doesn't have that Walmart smell.
All right, Buzz, where do you line up?
I do actually shop more at Walmart because it's more convenient.
Just pick one, Buzz.
I like
you
Target better.
It won't hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Okay.
You like Target better?
Yeah.
It's a nicer store.
Well,
we have a corner.
Most fags do.
That's when his back is to the wall.
With the car.
Pull out the gay card.
Of course.
That's right. We all basically go to Target and then have sex.
Do you accept a gay card?
They do. You know what? I just wish I could flip you on this.
We accept the race card.
The gay card.
Hit the gay card.
Tard card.
I'm just trying to think.
Tard
of
that card.
The tard card.
Where the house where?
Oh, God. Let's see. Hold on.
A couple of calls. Right out near where I live.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don,
yeah,
Mike.
Don and Mike, hi.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Dude, I'm having a bad day, Don. I need your help.
Is this Michael Jackson?
Nah. Listen, my boss fired me because I respectfully declined to go in today in the rain.
That's good.
And then, hey, Don,
yes.
on top of that, I need you to recap yesterday's show because I got locked up.
You got locked up?
What'd you get locked up for?
I'm kind of like you, Mike. I kind of like to taste the flavoring of a liquid product.
Did you get popped for driving after you'd done that?
No, I didn't get popped for driving. I got popped for, letting it out my body in an improper place.
Oh.
Well, listen, well, here you go. The first thing you said was funny. I was going to give you a prize. We like rewarding funny callers, and then we had to wait to find out what exactly it is that you got popped for.
So a cop came by while you were taking a leak?
Or were you going number two?
No, number one.
Uh-huh.
Number one. I almost had to go number two, but he caught me. So.
Oh, and where were you going?
Right next to my car.
On the side of the highway.
Yeah.
I've done that.
I've done that many times.
When I'm not drunk.
We all have.
You ever done that? You ever done this move where you're driving on a stretch of road where you just think, God, there's not a McDonald's, there's not a gas station, there's nothing. And finally you pull off this has happened to me, you pull off on a side road and there is not another car for, you know, as far as the eye can see.
Right.
And as soon as you pull by the back of your car and you whip it out, that's when the Griswolds come driving by. And, you know, it's like, hey, oh, my God.
Most people are cool, you know, but, I mean, one time I had these people that were, you know, walking into the parking lot and just freaking out. And I had to go. And, you know, right. saying, why, what's the big deal? It was after church.
It was a lady cop, Don.
It was a lady cop.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe she was... I don't know. Maybe she was giving you a compliment.
Well, I guess. Well, when she said, "Hey, what are you doing?" I was shaking and I turned towards her to show it. So
there's your mistake. You didn't stuff it into your pants.
Did you really?
No,
I've been drinking.
I was shaking it. Dude.
You've been drinking.
Shaking it towards her.
Well, the more you say, the more the client's going to be loved being wrapped up in you and all that you bring to the show. Congratulations. You've won the National Lampoon Ultimate Vacation Collection.
Perfect.
Now available on DVD plus a $50 gift certificate to Outback Steakhouse. Maybe you can get wasted and take a leak there. United 8, 7 Central. It's a National Lampoon's Thanksgiving reunion. But wait, there's more. You've also qualified for something else here. Oh, yeah, something good. On Friday, we're giving away 2 round-trip airline tickets to anywhere in the continental United States to escape your family after Thanksgiving. So be listening to the show on Friday.
That's good.
All right, thank you.
Sweet, dude. I love you guys.
Love you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's a good man.
Stop whipping it out in front of lady cops, though.
Lady cops in that circumstance probably be tougher than men cops.
Yeah. I would think so. Yeah.
I mean, it would be a difficult situation. It really would.
What if she got a good look at it and she goes... Put that away.
You don't want that.
Come on, Thimble. Put that away. Oh, you look like one of Michael Jackson's boyfriends. Get out of here. Michael Jackson is arrested.
Yeah, well, he will be, yes, when he turns himself in.
Or you know what? I hate this. I hate anything like West of the Rockies when it comes to law enforcement. Because it's always this crap, this BS, well, where they do this whole show. It's like a show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. He's a child molester. Go pick him up. Arrest him.
The F is going on here.
I don't get this deal. He's cutting a video. We're going to allow him to turn himself in.
Yeah.
We're negotiating his surrender.
Negotiating
his
surrender.
What is he, a foreign country? and they want his passport.
Right.
So that he can't leave.
Michael, please turn in your passport.
Okay.
Negotiate. You know, so it's going to be another, like, one of the reasons he's effed up to start with, it'll be exactly the same thing the way they arrest him. Instead of just putting the cuffs on him, putting him in the back of a cruiser, taking him to jail, it'll be this big entourage camera crap, which is part of the problem.
Oh, my God, I just thought of something.
What?
I just thought of something.
What?
How is Roy going to react to this news?
He won't know. I don't think he'll know. He won't. I hate to break this to you, but he probably is unaware of it.
Yeah.
Unaware of a lot of things.
I don't
really
think he's... But what I understand. You know, but what if someone, like, what if Siegfried went to the hospital and said...
You should be more concerned about Siegfried.
Siegfried?
Because he's probably more
conscious than...
I don't think Roy's conscious, to be frank.
But Michael's had Roy. Michael's had Roy. Because Roy rhymed with boy.
You don't know that.
Sure I do.
Well, we'll see when the picture's...
Siegfried
come.
Always said no. Roy's... I'm your boy.
God.
I'm your boy. Everybody in Vegas is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it, having anal. We got a break.
Wow.
On a very wacky day. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
As all we had when I was a kid, Robitussin. No matter what you got, Robitussin better handle it. Daddy, I got asthma, Robitussin. I got cancer, Robitussin. I broke my leg, Daddy poured Robitussin on it. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get in there, boy. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get on down to the bone. Yeah, the tussin ought to straighten out the bone. It's good. If you run out of tussin, put some water in the jar, shake it up, more tussin. More tussin.
The Don and Mike Show. A kind word need not cost much. With half a loaf of bread and an empty cup, I found myself two friends, Don and Mike.
Right, right. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hi.
Don and Mike, it's me. It's the King of Pop.
Yeah, all right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. How are you today?
Oh, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. Love the show.
Thanks.
I heard on the news a few minutes ago that Michael Jackson is negotiating his arrest.
Yes.
Right. He wants his name changed to the King of Cherries Pop.
Oh, dear. Here we go. I understand from Joe during the break that he is being deluged. With Michael Jackson jokes.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Well, of course.
There, I mean, really coming out of the woodwork.
You know, boys' pants 50% off. We've heard them all.
What's it?
I'm crying.
Hey, Don.
Keep them from crying.
Hold on.
You have to do one thing.
One thing.
What was your joke, Mike?
What's Michael Jackson 10?
What?
2 5-year-old boys.
Yeah.
Stand and follow and dance.
Really?
Yes. And he stops crying. His tears turn to laughter. And he starts happy. He smiles.
Yeah. And do you do your moonwalk with him?
Yes.
His tears turn to laughter.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys still talking about Walmart?
Walmart? No. No, we're gonna move off that for a second.
It's been so.
Oh. Thank you, though.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Not that your call is not important to us.
Of course.
But it's really not. Before we get to the entries for the dinner on the Mayflower contest.
Right.
We get a lot of those. Don and Mike Show at... WJFK.com.
Right.
I want to mention the other thing we're doing. Probably need that. Right.
Oh.
Right.
There now.
It'll be
right,
the
right
thing
there.
We're doing
here.
About the Jeep. It's a new Jeep. The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle. Comes equipped with high bike, bracket seats, anti-lock four-wheelers, brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter power, 16-6 engine, set of windows, gas, aluminum wheels, and customer preferred packages, 2TV and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. Now, back to you, Don. Well done, Mike.
Wow.
Boy, you know.
Well
done.
I lost
Robin,
it. I lost it for a second.
If Robin had the... Rob, we got to get that. That's got to be one of the presets.
Yeah, you knew. You just knew. You caught me sleeping.
You got to give it a number now. For the next couple of weeks, we got to... All right, so...
What do you want?
As you may, as you know, I've got a sheet here with 50 tapes...
Right.
...that are in this little machine. Let's see. I think we... Well, no, I don't...
Ass play.
No, that's a good one.
Got to keep that one. Got to keep that one to you.
That's a good one.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Of course you have to keep that.
Of course we do.
No, he's not retarded.
Right.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
How about this?
This one?
We're not doing away with it. We're
no, but already I'm thinking, what if we go, we have tape of one of the boys had a sleepover. I think there's a lot of ways that tape
sure,
can work out for us.
Sure.
How about this one?
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Oh, I like that, though.
Mm. Yeah.
But how often do we play that one?
Not enough.
What about...
F you, white trash. You don't need that one.
All right.
There's two right there.
Make the new car thing number 34. If you're scoring at home, congratulations.
Okay.
It's number 34. So now I just hit the button and...
do it.
I'm set for it. What, Mike?
Nothing.
It's a brand new. Just hit the money. I mean, I just hit the music.
Yeah.
Just hit the music. That's all.
Just
the
jeez.
No need. You're ready. You already proved it.
I have.
Tiger, you were ready.
I scurried for it.
I
dove for it.
We're also giving away, as Mike said, the 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 worth over $23,000 from Farish Jeep. www.4farish.com. We'll give away a key later on today's show. Listen, besides Michael Jackson, the other story, at least here in Washington, D.C., where we do our show from, and good 24 last night.
Yeah.
Solid 24.
Don't watch it any longer.
Buzz had a question. Buzz and I were chatting before the show today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the standard rubdown before the show, talking about Michael Jackson. And,
mini massage.
And
we got
and
excited.
Then, you know, we work out the kinks.
Yeah.
Buzz didn't get to see the first 12 minutes of 24. And then this is troubling because, as you know, Buzz has his program grids and tapes everything and
chaos.
Watches everything.
So yeah, you had chaos last
system.
Night.
The whole system came tumbling down last night.
You had a little overlapping? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I had a little satellite problem.
So
oh,
really? Buzz,
oh, yeah, because of the rain?
So in the dark last night, I was up on my roof.
So Buzz said to me, "What?" In the first 12 minutes, the question was, what is it that the president's doctor, his new girlfriend, what is it that her ex-husband has that could hurt the president to the point...
The president's doctor. Okay, you're talking about the show.
The lady, right.
Doctor and girlfriend, yeah.
So what does her ex-husband have on David Palmer?
Yeah, what?
And because David Palmer's brother wanted to take the bribe, and then they said no, and Buzz asked me, what was it that they had? And
they're paying hush money, we don't know why.
And that's
some
what I
secret.
Said. I don't
really?
Know. Yeah. I don't know. So he asked me, and I didn't know. If anybody knows, Buzz would probably appreciate hearing that.
Yeah. Is that show still hot?
I think it's great. Last night's was... Man,
I got them all TiVo'd. I just haven't watched any of them.
Last night's was all over the place.
Yeah, really?
It's
I
like
it.
Stuff happens now on 24.
How is Alicia Cuthbert? Are we getting enough of her? See, that's why.
No, we need more of her.
No, we're not. We're getting a lot of the moon pie face.
Of course
control.
You are.
You get a lot of her. Yeah,
of course you are. Just like that soap opera we watch.
And her her husband, Tony, got shot in the neck.
Right.
Got shot in the neck. And you know, that could have been Chase. Chase, I'm doing this for you. Come
previously
on 24. So, anyway, the news here in Washington is that finally, like many idiot radio markets in America, we have a station here that today went all Christmas music.
Whoop-de-effin-do.
It's November 19th.
Yeah, they're starting. It used to be, well into the holiday season, probably 2 weeks before.
Yeah, and then some genius got the idea, well, what if we did it starting on Thanksgiving Day?
Right.
Playing all Christmas music, and one station would do it, and they would get some big fake ratings, because the ratings weren't real, because people, like, in the stores would listen, they'd get ratings, and then 3 months later, when the new ratings came out, those Christmas ratings didn't mean anything.
Not fair.
So now you've got battles where stations are actually positioning themselves, you know, to be the first to play all Christmas music. And there is an article here in this radio magazine, Radio and Records, about what a big deal it is now. And I've got to read you some of the stuff that these idiot program directors,
thinking they're real smart,
have to say. Oh, and hold on, Buzz, we have answers about 24.
Oh, good, I hope so.
Perhaps I could not supply for you. Jeff.
Yes, how's it going?
Jeff, hey, you got the answer for Buzz?
I got the answer for you.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently her ex-husband was put on trial for some kind of drug scandal,
uh-huh.
And she said that she didn't know anything about it. Now he's going to say that she did know about it. She perjurized on the stand. And
when was that in 24? I watched it last night. I didn't catch that.
Wait. No, it was in like 2 weeks ago. But I got to tell you, I'm not really happy with the season this far.
Okay, all right.
a disgruntled viewer.
F you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys. I love the show. That guy's a tart.
Right.
What really is the case is she's a person, a doctor, and she fakes some clinical trials.
Uh-huh.
On the drug, and he's threatening to bring that to the forefront.
And when did they mention that?
They've mentioned it a couple times. They mentioned it in the first part of this episode, and I think at the beginning, end of the last episode.
Mm. All right.
Yeah,
thank you.
They mumble a lot on that
I don't know,
show.
Buzz. Maybe you're dumb like me.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
They mumble on a lot of TV shows, or I'm going deaf. No, they're mumbling.
But Buzz, see, this is the difference between Buzz and I. Buzz watched that and thought about it afterwards and thought... Well, now, what is the secret?
Yeah.
I watched. I didn't have 12 minutes that was deleted.
Didn't care. It's better to do what you do. And
they got some secret.
Go along with the ride, and that's what you did. That's what you should do.
They got some secret. So this radio station, like all these stations, has gone all Christmas.
Yes.
Oh, and you know,
unusual around the country now.
And Thanksgiving now is just a week away, and I was counting. That we have, let's see, we have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week,
mm-hmm.
And then next week we are on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and please, everybody, be a dear and allow us the Thanksgiving holiday and the day after off. What?
You're killing me.
Why?
Do this. You started.
No.
I've never met a man who is more paranoid about his vacation schedule.
No, I am going somewhere with
this. Okay, all right, very good.
Nothing to do with our vacation.
Okay.
It is. The point is, we have 6 shows left mm-hmm. before Thanksgiving.
Right, that is correct.
What if we, for the next 6 shows, because we can't do this 24, we're not like a radio station. We can't be. No.
Okay.
We can't be 24/7
uh-huh.
doing something because we're only on 4 hours a day.
Right.
So if we have 6 shows left.
Right.
And 4 hours in each show.
Right.
For 4-6 instead of 24/7.
Yeah.
We can play all Thanksgiving music.
They want to hear the Thanksgiving song.
Now,
that's where you were going with this. I'm sorry.
How annoying or funny would it be if we actually played this just in the background continually for the next 6 shows?
I think it's a fine idea.
I mean, I don't think...
I'm all for it.
I don't think it'll last, but...
I love you.
It's the Thanksgiving song.
Yes, wonderful.
You know, turkey for you.
Here we go.
So maybe we can now start a trend.
Do you want to play it in its entirety to start with?
No. I think we should just keep talking over it. But technically, we're playing Thanksgiving music a week before Thanksgiving. But we're the first radio show, let alone radio station.
Exclusive.
To do this.
But I was...
And we're doing it 4-6.
All I hear.
Instead of 24/7. We're doing it 4-6.
It's driving me insane because I'm trying to listen to it now.
Well, see, after a while, it'll just blend in and it'll be part of the fabric of the show. And you'll know when you turn on the Don and Mike show, thinking, hey, now these guys are smart. It's 4-6.
It'll generate a real spike in the ratings.
Yeah, I think so.
Other stations will follow.
I believe so.
Of course, the spike will be in a downward direction.
See, now, we're operating at a little bit of a... with limited resources, because as far as I can tell, this is the only Thanksgiving song that I know of.
It's the only one I'm aware of.
Yeah,
I don't know any of it. Well, what's that? No. The Dan Fogelberg wouldn't be...
No, that's the New Year's Eve song. It's like a Christmas...
Same old Lang Syne.
Yeah, no, this is... This is it. Plus, it's better if it's just one song over and over. And after a while, it becomes woven into the fabric of the show where you don't even notice that it's there. But subconsciously, somehow, you now associate the Don and Mike show with Thanksgiving.
Jesus, rightly so.
And what happens at that one moment? I know it happens to you every once in a while, and me. When you just don't have anything to say, and I look at you like you got to fill it, or you look at me like you
got
to fill.
And we have one of those blank moments, and then we got this.
You just
turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD.
But it's just there. It's and I mean, here's okay, funny now, doing it in this context may be funny. But imagine during the news, during...
It's been so long since I've heard it, I'm struggling to hear it. Though.
Well, that's good. That's part of the charm of it.
That's a great thing. Over the 6 days, you'll hear pieces of it, and eventually
right.
you'll have the whole thing.
I mean, even like if we get to the Jerry Lewis tapes today.
Sure.
While we're playing the Jerry Lewis tapes.
We'll have Adam Sandler in the background singing the turkey song.
You'll hear this in the background. How annoying or funny would that be?
It's a little bit of both, I believe.
Yeah. And the question is, here, how much would be too much?
How much will be well-received, and how much will make our listeners extraordinarily angry?
There's only one way to find out.
Because you know me, I never met anything that I think is funny that I don't like just running into
sure.
the ground. And you too.
I love it.
So what we should probably do is just ignore the fact that this is playing.
That's going to be harder for me than it is for you, obviously.
And continue with the show.
What?
Continue with the show.
Okay.
Now, Rob, can I put this on continuous so it just plays this? It's a single.
I think the best thing we can do is we can put it into the instant replay.
And loop it.
And loop it.
And loop it. So we're gonna have to do it manually all day today?
Yeah.
We'll see. We just want to take the focus away from the fact that we're doing it.
Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, see, but let it be known that the Don and Mike Show is your official all Thanksgiving.
All Thanksgiving music.
All the time.
Thanksgiving
all
songs.
Thanksgiving music. It should be seamless.
They want to hear the Thanksgiving song.
See, I just had to recue it again.
It is. And it is the only Thanksgiving song that I'm aware of.
It is. But, maybe there are other now. I see people calling in. Hold on a second.
With other Thanksgiving songs?
Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing very well.
Good. The other song that the radio stations play are Alice's Restaurant.
Yeah, but does that really have anything to do with Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah.
No,
does it really, Buzz?
Well, the whole Thanksgiving Day massacre that they talk about on that song.
But, I mean, isn't that song like 28 minutes long or something?
Oh, yeah.
You bother to listen to it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm surprised you've heard it.
Yeah. You like it.
Over and over, yes. I love
you
it.
Can get anything you want
that's
at Alice's Restaurant.
That's what you know, but I didn't know that it was associated with Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's all about Thanksgiving.
Well, certainly not like the Sandler classic, though.
Right. No. Sandler is turkey and cranberry and, yeah.
All right. Okay, thank you.
All right, hey, thank you. You guys kick ass, man.
See you later.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Hi there, Don and Mike Show. You're all Thanksgiving station.
Yeah, I like it already.
My radio Thanksgiving gods, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing very well, thank you.
Listen, I had one real quick statement and then something to tell you about.
Sure.
Walmart did give us the ladies of Walmart, and Target has not yet done that.
Very true. Well said.
Yeah, we need the ladies of Target.
Mm-hmm. And?
And I was driving in Southern Virginia this weekend.
Yes?
I got pulled over for 3 tickets.
Okay.
The guy asked me, hey, you know why I'm pulling you over? I said, no, sir, I don't. He said, you don't have a front license plate on your car. Boom, there's one.
Right.
Don't have your seatbelt on. Boom, there's two.
At any point did you start going number one like the other guy? Otherwise, there's really not a point to this, is there?
Not yet, but it gets better. The third one was I had my daughter's necklace around my rearview mirror. Bam, 3 tickets. He comes up. Starts to, you know, hands me the tickets, I sign them all. I hand them back to him, and as he's trying to hand them back to me, I pull off. He pulled me over 100 yards later.
A shock, and you're surprised by this? A cop is,
well, he's trying to hand you back the tickets. What did you do? Why'd you do that?
You idiot. When are we going to see you on Cops?
Wait a minute now. He pulled me over, sat there in the car for a couple minutes, comes walking back up, and gave me a ticket I said, thanks for being a prick, and as I drove off. So he gives me a ticket.
You know, you're getting deeper and deeper here.
All right, listen, I don't know if you're shooting for a prize here or what.
No, he gives me a ticket for disrespecting the cop and for littering. I said, littering? And it was beyond me. I'd had a couple drinks, and it was beyond me that he was trying to hand me the damn tickets. I didn't know that he was handing me the damn ticket. So when he gives me the one for littering, I said, littering? I said, hell, you had your own vehicle. He arrests me.
Well, you'd been drinking.
Uh-huh.
You called the cop a dick.
I didn't get the litter thing.
You drove off when he was handing you the tickets back.
He was so by dropping the tickets, the cop wrote him another ticket for litter.
Right.
Exactly.
But you were wasted.
No, I wasn't. I'd only had a beer and a half. I was down at my son's football game. No, seriously.
A beer and a half.
Those tickets respectfully declined to pay them.
So how many tickets did you end up getting?
I ended up getting 5 tickets and his.
superior officer laughed at him for arresting me because, I mean, I wasn't drugged. There was nothing. I did not know he was handing me the tickets when he was handing them to me.
Uh-huh. All right, well, thanks for sharing. Why did you feel the need to call our radio show with that?
I wanted to talk to you about the ladies at Walmart, first of all, and just let you know I got,
right,
you know,
okay.
I got arrested.
Jesus.
Citizen of the week.
God. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jay out of Delaware.
Hi, Jay.
You know, right now you got about 20,000 a-holes thinking they're listening to two different stations because of the turkey music in the background.
No, trust
me. Trying to tune you in better.
It's a subconscious thing. Now, Mike, why are you taking your headphones off?
What's that?
You're being like on WKRP. You're not going to be able to hear the callers or anything.
I can hear you. I can hear you fine.
Yeah, but you can't hear the callers, though.
Go ahead, caller. Talk to me.
Can you hear him? Hello?
He's not talking.
Of course. Put your headphones back on.
It's driving me nuts.
Come on. It's funny.
It is funny.
Hello. Please put your headphones back on.
Okay.
Please. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I respectfully decline this idea of Adam Sandler all the time. Please.
I urge everybody to keep it in their pants, okay? Let this run its course.
I couldn't keep it in his pants. Why should I?
Oh, you're talking about the first guy with the cop. Right. Or the guy that was taking a leak. Right.
I once saw a movie.
I believe I'll take the heat for this. Yesterday, Mike took the heat for Make Us Laugh.
Right.
And I'll take the heat for this.
And you'll take the credit when we have that incredible ratings bump.
That's right. When people realize.
Based on playing Adam Sandler.
Because we're playing Thanksgiving music.
24/7.
No. 4/6.
4/6.
4/6. See, which had nothing to do with me being paranoid about vacations.
Yeah, of course.
I'm just trying to set up the fact
right.
that we only have that many shows left.
I understand.
If it was me, I'd come in on Saturday and come in on Sunday for 4 hours uh-huh. just to play the song for you.
To play Thanksgiving music.
Just to play Thanksgiving music.
Right. For eight.
But the station has got other programs that they have to run on the weekend.
What?
The station has other programs. Like, you can hear me fine.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm having problems with this. I'm having a headache thing.
Hello.
What does it say about me? I'm okay with it. You're
Don
fine.
And Mike
yeah.
show. Hello.
God damn it, take that music off. Dennis, Clarence, Cole, Dennis Murphy, anybody, Tom Gavin, anybody, just take the goddamn music off.
Can I just say that Pablo Picasso was very misunderstood, my friend.
You're killing me.
Laughing him.
You are killing me.
Think of all the people who did funny stuff.
Right.
That, for instance, maybe it's a bad example. A time that Andy Kaufman
mm-hmm.
just
yes.
got up on stage and read a book
out loud.
Read a book. Now that's
made everybody angry.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's freaking funny.
Your continuous Thanksgiving music show.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Thanks, your Thanksgiving station.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
This is Stephanie.
Yes, Stephanie.
What do I have to do to get you to stop doing that? It is driving me crazy. It's like I have
why?
A second.
I don't understand.
It's been 10 minutes, Stephanie.
I don't understand why it's driving you crazy. Where's your Thanksgiving spirit?
Now, listen, I'm willing to put this away, but I just want you to know, in my opinion, This is a bona fide smash bit.
Sure.
I'm telling you, this is, but it's pure gold.
Solid.
And we need, Mike, you know what it is? It's sulfur.
It is.
You smell
it.
You smell that sulfur?
I know what that is.
That's the smell of a good bit and of ratings going up.
Listen to that.
And just wait until the TV stations find out and they come out to interview the crazy disc jockeys.
What's the deal? You're playing this Adam Sandler song.
Who barricaded themselves in the studio.
Thank you.
For 4/6.
Wow.
Doing our show, but just having this play in the background.
Sure.
Or perhaps I'm using this to illustrate how stupid it would be for a radio station to play all Christmas music starting 37 days before Christmas. Or maybe I just do really think this is a goddamn funny idea.
You know, nobody can crawl inside your head and know what your motives are.
Oh, there's plenty of room in here, Mike. Lots of room in here. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, sir. I can't wait to hear the final word read over this music.
You want to hear, oh, the Craig Wilson.
Craig Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank
you, sir. You're on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, vote.
Hello.
For the love of God, you've got to turn that song off or I'm going to swerve my car into oncoming traffic.
Now, listen, here's my point. How come all these radio stations playing this Christmas music, how come people don't have this reaction to that?
Because we turn those crappy stations off. We're listening
to the
music.
I'm telling you that.
Well, I think that there's a major difference.
See, listen to you.
It's already in this house.
Listen to you. I've already won you over with this.
Okay. That's right.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to go to a break. And maybe I'll just... Maybe we won't be 4-6. Okay? Maybe we'll be 1...
Well, I think the difference between the Christmas stations...
1-6, maybe.
It would be like...
1 hour out of 6 shows.
You know, whoever's over there was talking... Over the Christmas music, you see.
Makes it funnier, though, that we talk over the Christmas
music. I understand.
We're a talk show.
Well, I mean, I was just saying that's the difference.
I know that's the difference.
Yes, it's
a... But it's a stupid idea, just like the radio station playing Christmas music today is a stupid idea.
And you're mocking them.
Yes, but also I think that this is something fabulous. This is the next great radio idea.
I think I'm having a mini stroke.
Call Liddy.
What's the matter with that music? Continuous Thanksgiving music.
It's our gift to you.
During this holiday season.
It's our cornucopia to you.
Jesus.
And the headline in the trade magazine about the Christmas music on the stations, how much is too much?
Uh-huh.
And this is a question that I feel we can answer. The Christmas music conundrum and programmers...
Conundrum?
Conundrum. And programmers who have solved it, whether it's flipping for it, dabbling in it, or just avoiding it altogether, almost everyone in radio has an opinion about Christmas music and whether it's right for their station. Listen to these program directors and what they have to say. They have all, incidentally, all of these guys were radio stations that have gone
all Christmas music all the time.
Last week, they did it last week.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Judge. Man, I hope someone's getting a press release out on this.
They should. This should be in the paper tomorrow.
That we are going all Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Andrew.
Until Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Until people drive their cars into the studio.
4-6. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Saturday night in America's heartland, the Colemans are enjoying a sizzling plate of monkey fajitas. Thursday's a great night for monkey kebabs. And hey, Mom, after school, the kids really love fried monkey fingers. Grab it by the tail, throw it in the skillet. Tasty, nutritious, in just 20 minutes from cage to plate. Mmm, monkey. It's what's for dinner.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
Doing an adequate job, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we try.
We do.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I am?
Yes, you are.
Oh, hello. Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Well, I've been holding for like over an hour now, and I got disconnected from you guys. I just wanted to tell you guys rock. And you called, you made the comment about the low-rated Las Vegas station. I'm calling you from Vegas.
Well, we appreciate it.
Well,
it's no slam. It's actually part of our marketing strategy with Westwood One.
Will you say hi to my friend? If you bump into her out there, Jacqueline Vargas.
Hey, I know Roy. That's the sad thing.
You know Roy Horn?
Yes, Roy Horn. I know Roy Horn.
Sorry about that.
Wow. How do you know Roy?
I used to work for the company that built the front feature for Cut Island. Oh.
Ever date him?
Huh?
Did you ever date him?
No. I went to lunch with them, though.
Uh-huh.
But no.
You went to lunch with them?
Yeah. I was the...
What did you eat? What did he eat?
Not him. Hey, I was calling to see if you guys could kick me a prize. Let me tell you my story real quick, because I know you're busy. But you guys make me laugh, and I've listened to you from the first time I heard you. I'm a single mom.
Come on, Mike. Funny. Come on, it's funny. And I've got it on the channel so that even the people calling, they can't hear it. They just think it's a regular show.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm a single mom with two little girls. My husband used to beat the crap out of me. He's a turd. And I'm just moving into my brand new apartment and trying to get things settled. And thought I'd give you my little sob story, but...
Do you have any coffee for her?
Who?
We're going to give you a prize.
Okay, right on.
Something for a poor woman.
Single mom with two kids moving into her apartment on her own after her husband abused her.
Well, you know,
something appropriate for
that. Looking here, I don't see anything that's appropriate. How about if we just we do this every once in a while. We go into the Don and Mike, our own personal vault.
Stash, yeah.
Yeah, and let's, I say we buy her a carton of Marlboros.
Would you like a carton of cigarettes?
No.
You don't smoke?
No. It might be Vegas, but I don't
smoke. Okay, let me see. What else is, Do you like beer? Oh, we can't give away beer. We're not allowed to.
And really, to be honest, before I give any prize away, I'd like to, not that I don't doubt you, I'd like to hear your husband's side of the story. His side of the story, yeah. Because, I mean, we can appreciate the fact that you've had some hard times and you're trying to turn your life around, but at this point, you're prostituting the fact that you've had these problems.
Oh, and
trying to get a sock puppet or something from us, a T-shirt or something from us.
Oh, a T-shirt's cool. It's so easy on me, okay? I'm doing the right thing.
You're doing the right thing. Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
You want to know what I look like? Well,
I do.
You do? Okay.
I do.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
To the All Thanksgiving Show.
I know. And that music.
6 days.
The music is killing me. God damn it. I'll take my clothes off if you'll turn it off.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Probably across. Okay, I'm half Japanese.
Ooh.
I'm half Japanese, half Caucasian. So I'm a cross between. I kind of look like. I've been told I look like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Can I ask you a very personal question?
Yeah.
Which direction does your place go in? You know, is it horizontal or vertical?
Don, that's a senseless stereotype. It's a myth.
That is wrong. Come on, Don, work with me. I tell everybody about your show.
Yeah, I'm coming around on her. Work with her, Don. I like me the Asian Caucasian mix.
Yeah,
are you a hottie?
She's nice enough.
I'm a hottie.
Yeah. But we're not doing Queen for a day here.
I understand.
I mean, we applaud.
Ladies had a little tough luck. Don't you understand? Where's your soul, man? Where's your soul?
My soul?
No, I was talking to Don.
You're talking to me.
Yeah.
I believe I've shown my soul. I believe I'm the one that stepped up and said that we need Thanksgiving music.
Right.
You
got the spirit.
I stepped up.
I am. Everything's copacetic, trust me. And I'm 5'5". I have very light brown eyes, and when I'm pissed, they're green. And I have light brown, reddish hair, and it's long, all one length.
How about if I sent you, if I went like to Price Club or Costco, mm-hmm. and got you one of those big, gigantic things of paper towels? Where you get one of those things, and I mean, it's like, it's got 24 rolls of paper towels.
That would be a nice, I mean, everybody needs paper towels, right?
Yes.
What is your first name?
My first name, it's Janelle. How's that?
Janelle. Using an alias? You're afraid to, because of the husband thing, right?
Yeah, you know, I think he listens to
the
show.
Yeah, I understand, baby.
Yeah,
hi, baby.
All right, how about this? A five-pound bag of those delicious frozen egg rolls. You ever get those things at Costco?
Yeah.
Man, are those good, like, if you're having a party?
You know, if you have a deep fryer, they're even better. You can pop them in a deep fryer, you get them done in about 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
But, Don, please, spare me. Egg rolls are Chinese.
You know what? You look like Catherine Zeta-Jones. You're 5'5". You've got eyes that turn green.
Joe just put on the screen, you're calling from Las Vegas?
Yes.
Yeah, she said
honey.
That. You didn't know she was calling. She said that.
Listen. I'm sorry.
You can't hear it because of the Thanksgiving music.
Go out and sell yourself. It's legal there.
Sorry. You have to believe me on that one. No, please.
I bet she's got a job.
I do.
Do you have a job?
No reason she couldn't have a second job. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I have a 4-year-old and a 3-year-old. I'm a very smart girl with a good job, and
Are you dating currently?
Nope.
All right. So, what is the prize you're looking for from us for having this unfortunate circumstance in your life?
Now, Mike,
if you do this, yeah. I'm gonna make you follow up on this one of these times.
You mean if I offer myself up as the prize?
Yeah.
Mike, you're not married?
No, I'm not.
Oh. Well, geez, why don't you fly me into Washington, D.C.? I've been there.
Yeah, okay, sure. Next flight. What are you gonna do with the kids?
What for? Oh, their dad has them half the time.
Okay.
So they're with their dad half the time, but
I'm afraid it would be too messy, Janelle.
Yes, I understand.
It would be messy.
Okay.
I mean, but I feel a connection. I do feel a connection with you over the phone,
Janelle. Oh, I'm willing to give you 1 gallon of soy sauce
from Costco. From Costco?
From Costco.
From Costco.
Trying to give any Chinese thing, yeah.
She's Japanese.
Japanese.
Right.
Not Chinese.
Who did you root for in World War II?
Don't even go there.
Would you please answer the question?
Listen. My grandparents, I'm Nisei, I'm third generation.
Hold on.
My grandparents.
Let her finish.
Who did you root for in World War II?
I wasn't alive. I'm young.
She wasn't born.
I wasn't even alive.
So you must say, you know, if you had been alive during World War
II. Who would you have rooted for?
I don't know.
How can I possibly give her a prize?
Oh, no, there's no way I can defend you now, Janelle.
The correct answer is the United States of America.
Don, hold on. I would have rooted for America.
Well, easy to say now.
You would have rooted for America.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. She modified her answer.
Yeah, after she knew the right answer.
You are filled with hate.
Now, listen.
You don't take into account this woman's sexuality.
They want to get a
sexuality.
Hey,
Don.
Yes, Frau. She's sexy. You boys have lost it. Both of you, you've lost it.
Then, Mike, send her $20 and let's get the bitch off the show.
My God, Don.
Janelle, I apologize. I don't know where it comes from. They're in love with each other. Women don't matter to them anymore. They are turning gay before my eyes.
And I'm not turning gay before your eyes.
They don't understand what it is anymore.
Yeah. We have plenty of this riffraff that calls the show.
There's your lover back
all
there.
The time. And if you want to stand up and give her something, I will give you a 75-pound canvas bag of rice.
Christ, I knew you were going to say that. Listen to me. No, listen.
I'm listening, Janelle.
Thank you.
You're like Fraser Crane.
Janelle?
Would you, Don, shush?
Janelle, that was me. That was me, Janelle.
Yes.
I'm listening. Sir. I'm listening.
Thank you, Mike. Hold on to chill for a second.
He's playing his Thanksgiving song.
Yeah.
listen to his music. My grandparents were put in internment camps. It's a very sensitive...
You know what these two guys are doing right now, Janelle?
What's that?
They're smiling at that. They're smiling, especially Rob. Rob is grinning at that.
Rob, you love Rob.
He's right here.
They had to be there for a reason.
Oh, God.
They're the enemy.
Did they let him out after the war, Janelle?
Oh, God.
Did they let them out?
Janelle, I'm so very sorry.
Did they let them out?
That's okay. Thank you for picking on me, and I understand why.
And this is what I love about this show. We're doing a comedy show, and it ends up being Mike. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being the nice guy. When in reality, you just got some broad that's down on her luck, and say who's not down on their luck every once in a while. I'll tell you how you make it happen, honey. You don't call a radio show and beg for a prize.
I think this has been highly entertaining radio, Don.
Oh, as do
I. Yes, I'm not begging for a prize.
I know you're not, Janelle. I'm on your side.
Then Janelle.
Remember the Arizona, Janelle.
Stop it. Then Janelle.
Whoa.
Then listen, Janelle, be a nice little geisha. If you really don't want a prize, if you want to be a stand-up person, say, Donna Mike, or whatever, if you don't want to address me, just talk to Mike, the nice one. Just say,
hi.
Okay, thanks, and I'll see you later. Just hang up without a prize.
I'm not going to hang up on you guys. You guys are funny. I'll just
say goodbye without a prize.
You understand, I don't think her motivation is materialistic at all. I think she simply wanted to chat. Hello.
You guys, and not only that, you guys gave that guy who got busted for pulling out his wiener a prize.
Maybe it is the prize after all. Janelle, please, tell me it's not just the prize.
Mike, it's the prize.
Tell me it's our companionship.
It's companionship. You guys make me laugh.
We shouldn't have to give you anything because we're already giving you the gift of friendship.
Oh yeah, you just called me a geisha and told me you're going to give me a 10-pound bag of rice.
She's a smart lady. A smart one, Don.
How about this now? I don't have a round number because you know I only collect them when we go to the Chinese place. But I have 68 packets of duck sauce in my junk drawer at home.
That would not be Japanese. That would be Chinese.
That would be Chinese. Thank you very much, Mike.
Again.
You're welcome, Janelle. Janelle,
thank you. They want to get a
T-shirt. You guys can send me a T-shirt. So
Mike, could I just point out one thing?
Yes.
While this is all going on?
Yes.
Suddenly, because you're so captivated with Janelle?
Yes, I am, yes.
I've
forgotten the Thanksgiving
season. Yeah, see?
I'm totally fine with it now.
And now it's happening. Now we're your official Thanksgiving station.
I have to say something that you might not like, Janelle.
What's that?
You're still staying focused on the prize, though, and I'm turning on you.
Don't turn on me.
Well, you want the prize. That is what it's all about.
How about a T-shirt? No, it's not. I've been holding
it for
almost
2 years. How about a T-shirt? How about a T-shirt? How about some oral?
How would you shut up already with that crap?
Hey, but he's coming around. I like that. Now you're getting back on track.
Why is it all right for you to ask for something and I can't ask for something in return?
You're married.
Then just a handy.
Oh, spare me. Would you stop it? Frida, I respect Frida.
All right, here's what I'll give you. I'll give you a copy of one of my favorite movies starring Ben Affleck on DVD. The movie's
Pearl Harbor?
Pearl Harbor.
Smart, Don. You don't understand. I'm not your average Joe that calls in.
Average Joe?
No, you certainly are not, because the average Joe wouldn't stay on the line for... How long have you been on? Now, you were on hold, my God, for something like 40 minutes.
I got disconnected, and I called back.
Wow.
And all of this just because you want some dumb prize from us.
Well, not only that, because I've always wanted to call you guys. I just haven't had time, but I'm sitting here in the apartment.
You're sitting here. Can I ask you just a quick personal question?
Sure.
What are you wearing right now?
I would be wearing my yoga sweats and a tank top.
Are you wearing that that rice patty hat? You know what I'm thinking.
No, wrong. You're just wrong. No, good Lord.
So you're wearing a tank top and tight workout pants?
Tight workout pants, and I was doing yoga while I was waiting for you guys.
Stretching?
Yes, and I'm very flexible.
You're very flexible.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with you?
Don't you?
What's wrong with you?
We got a legitimate. I think you know she could be lying. You don't believe her.
Yeah. Listen, honey. How about this? I give you 10 pair of chopsticks.
I got enough. Trust me. What do you think, Don? You're talking to a bra that weighs 300 pounds and is all skaggy.
Since you brought it up, how much do you weigh?
I weigh 125 pounds.
Oh. All right. Would you bone Mike? Would you bone Mike for a prize? I mean, I'll just cut right to the chase here.
I like Mike's voice.
Would you bone him for a prize?
No, I'm not a slut.
Okay. There's nothing in it for you, Mike.
No, there isn't. It's totally been ruined for me now.
There you go. Goodbye.
Hey, you know what, Don?
Yeah.
I would love to come and meet you guys one of these days.
But you can't. There's no way you can get out here. Your life's a mess, honey.
No, it's not
a
mess.
Do what Rush Limbaugh did. Give yourself some good help, and then we'll talk to you soon. But happy Thanksgiving.
Well, likewise. Can you send me a T-shirt at least?
I don't think so, Janelle. I don't think that's going to be able to happen.
Not going
to
improve your life, really.
I really don't think that's going to. But, you know, I for one, have really enjoyed chatting with you.
As have I.
Well, you guys have a good day, then.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, then.
Bye-bye, then.
Bye-bye, then. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, then.
You are correct as always, then, Master. It was simply the prize.
It sure was.
You saw that at the beginning, and here I was, blind.
Blind, once again.
Blind.
Blind. We got to break. Okay, now people are calling, you know, saying, why are you playing the music? These are people, I guess, who have just tuned in.
Just joined us.
In the last,
what music?
In the last couple of minutes. I don't...
They want to hear the Thanksgiving song!
I don't know. These are people who just don't get it. I'm sorry. Yeah. Don and Mike show, hello.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Turn the music down. Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down, sir.
Hello,
wow.
Don and Mike show.
I don't think we've ever gotten an angry response like we're getting.
Hello.
Hello.
These are just people who don't get it, Mike. This is the next big gag. This is the next big great radio gag. Now, why do you think your
Janelle's
headphones
off the line now? And I
Janelle. That's nice. Some Asian whore from Las Vegas.
Stop it. Oh. My God.
And just because, you know, she goes,
Asian whore.
I love you long time. Mike is a nice man.
What's happened?
I don't know.
Because,
I don't know.
Because of that, you
because
were
able, of that, I'll be right over.
You were able not to focus on the simply the greatest bit ever playing all Thanksgiving music until Thanksgiving.
Sorry for losing my focus.
All right, hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Phil?
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 Yeah.
In Buffalo. Phil?
Yeah, Phil, actually. Don, you're a genius with this Thanksgiving, buddy. And I just wanted to wish you all my best.
I would love...
Thanks for playing that.
Let me give you a prize. Hold on a second. That's right. It's a trip around the... Hello? He's gone.
He's left.
Call back for the prize.
I see. Sarcasm.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, so you guys figure that song is 3 minutes long?
Yeah.
And if you take 18 minutes of commercials an hour,
uh-huh,
you'll play it about 4,650 times before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
I want to know what Sandler's royalty arrangements are.
Do you think we'd lose that many listeners? Do you think we'd lose 4,000 listeners?
It wouldn't be nearly that small a number.
Oh, Mike. You know, and they laughed. Another guy they laughed at? Maybe you've heard of him. Christopher Columbus.
I still think the world's flat, then. I think it's just like a tennis court.
All right, well then, there you go. Hope you're happy. I hope your Asian girlfriend is happy.
Hi, Janelle.
I hope, you know, everybody's happy. Hold on to that, though, Rob.
You got it.
Hold on to that, because every once in a while, I'm going to come back with it.
So quiet now. It is quiet. It's you know what, Buzz?
Yeah.
It's an eerie quiet.
Yeah,
it's a spooky quiet.
Yeah. We lost that holiday feeling now.
That's right. It's gone.
We've lost the holiday. Thanks, Mike. You ruined Thanksgiving. You ruined Thanksgiving for all of us.
You're welcome.
I'll bring it back.
Okay.
When you expect at least, I'll bring it back.
Okay.
Don't go looking for that anytime soon. Okay. You ruin my fun. I ruin your fun, too.
Well, I just thought when you said when you expected the least, I just thought I'd keep it handy. Because you're very, you know, I don't know if anybody's told you this, but the last couple of days,
yeah,
you've been very unpredictable.
You mean this? No. Oh, not that one.
39.
It's a brand new Jeep.
Yeah, no. Forget it.
There you go.
Forget it. You ruined my fun. I ruined your fun.
I understand.
No, I'm kidding.
I don't know what you're doing. You're confusing me. I'm just getting frightened now.
Why are you getting frightened?
Just, you know, anything could happen.
Yeah, isn't that something good about the show, though?
Absolutely.
Anything can happen.
Absolutely.
Because we're giving away a Jeep.
It's a brand new Jeep. The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Street by Fairfax Circle. Comes equipped with high back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter PowerTech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, and customer preferred packages, 2TB and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. Now back to you, Don.
There you go. That's the car we're giving away. We have a Kia day.
Wow.
And we're giving this car away on a Friday, December 12th. And we'll give away another Kia in just a couple of seconds. If you please, stay right there.
They want to hear the Thanksgiving song.
I knew it.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I flopped the nut straight.
You blew your nut! Motherfucker! That is it!
That's it? What the f*** are you talking about? That's it? Take it out, eh?
Yes! No more! No! Not tonight! This son of a bitch all night, he chick! He trapped me!
Well, are you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Yes! Yes!
He beats me. Straight up. Pay that man his money.
The Don and Mike Show. master haters, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right. I'll back off the Adam Sandler thing for a while. But I want you to know in my house, this is the Thanksgiving classic.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now.
Oh, yeah. Also in the Michael Jackson house.
Right.
Classic. Baby. Yeah. Mike, I'm going to go right back to the phones.
Very good.
Because Janelle from Janelle?
Janelle.
From Vegas.
From Las Vegas is back. Janelle.
Yes, sir.
Hi there.
Hi.
You're back on?
Yes. Nice of you to call me an Asian whore.
Well, what do you want, honey? We're trying to do a comedy radio show here. Is it? Will you finally shut your pie hole if I give you a T-shirt?
Nice to call it a pie hole.
You're just a hard woman to please. I'm almost starting to think your husband might have had a point.
Oh my God!
Oh Jesus! Give me a break.
Again, you know I say the same thing to
hey,
you.
Hey, Janelle.
We're trying to do a comedy show here, Janelle.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Hi.
How are
this
you?
Is Mike. Yeah. Or Don.
It's Mike.
This is Mike.
It's
thank
Mike.
You.
How are you,
Mike, the nice one. It's Mike the nice one. Mike, the nice one who gave me crap about the Adam Sandler thing, saying we might lose listeners. But it's okay just to keep this nutty bitch on the show.
Hey!
Nutty bitch? F you!
How dare you?
How dare you, Mr. President?
How dare you?
I'm giving you some good radio here, all right?
Do you want a prize or not, Janelle?
What is it you want, Janelle?
Thank you, Mike. I don't care. They didn't call to us for the prize. I called to talk to you guys.
All right, but Janelle, listen, here's the thing.
Go easy on her, Don.
You were on the show, and we hung up with you, and then we came back from the break, and we have 24 telephone lines, but you somehow managed to get back through again. Why did you call back?
Because you called me an Asian whore.
You heard her.
Okay, and live with it. Live with it. Deal with it. People call me names all the time. I deal with it.
In fact, people call you an Asian whore all the time.
Constantly.
You know, well, there you go. That's all. I'll just call you AW now.
AW.
That's fine. All right, Janelle.
Hey, Janelle.
Yes?
Mike here again. Have you met Buzz?
I have.
I ask our listeners who have been, I hope, listening to the last hour of the show. What is worse, really?
They want to hear the Thanksgiving song.
Is it that, or is it this?
I'd be interested to hear that poll.
Hi, Janelle.
Hi, who's this?
It's Don.
It's Mike.
Don. Oh.
No, it's me, Mike. It's me, Mike.
Yeah, okay.
Janelle, this is Don.
Hi, Don.
I want you.
Mike.
Oh, shut up.
This is Mike.
Frida's at Walmart right now working her channel.
No. It's not that. It's something about your voice.
Ed, listen, Janelle, it's me, Mike. Please, just forget what Don's saying right now. You know that you and I have got something going on. There's a vibe.
I know your voice.
But you didn't know it before when Mike was pretending to be me, China doll.
Hey, Janelle.
David.
Janelle, are you still in your yoga outfit?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I tell you what.
Are there any ice cubes around?
How about I give you some stockings and some chocolate? How would that be?
That's more Italy, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, let me pull my chopsticks out of my hair.
Can you speak Japanese?
I can say bad words.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Can you say anything clean at all, Sulu? Sulu.
She laughs, Kev.
I know who Sulu is. He's on Howard Stern. I know who Sulu is.
We need more Calgon.
Mike, you let that magic one go through. She listens to Howard Stern, so she knows who Sulu is.
Well, Sulu's been on our show.
Of course, but you'd only know that if you listen to Howard's show.
No, I didn't. You know what? I catch you guys, because sometimes I'm at work, but I catch you guys when I'm driving at lunchtime.
Uh-huh.
So you guys are on here from 12 to 4.
Yeah, right. We know that.
Well, you might like other radio shows, but you're passionate about this show.
I love your
Howard would never give a creepy Chinese lady like this
Japanese
all the time that we're giving her.
He would ask me what I'm wearing.
Let me tell you something. Well, we asked you that too. Let me ask you something.
No, Mike, you asked her that.
I asked her that.
I have no interest in Janelle. My only interest in Janelle would be, could you hold off on the starch this night, please?
my collars
are a little crisp.
We need more Calgon.
Janelle, I just have to call back on the Asian horror comments because I was like, oh, rude.
Oh, that's.
But did part of you like it?
And you'd like you've never heard it before. like if I yelled at you, you wouldn't, you know, your head wouldn't cock around like a dog hearing its name.
Bow down and say, Assault, yes, sir, or something like that.
I think she loves being on the radio. I think that's what it is.
I've never been on the radio before.
I don't know. That's a shock.
I've got some bad news, Janelle. I grow tired. I grow tired of you.
Don't grow tired, Mike.
I do.
I'm buzzed.
I'm ready to let them just go.
Have you ever been on the radio using another name? Tokyo Rose?
Don't get out.
I'm kidding, of course.
I swear to you guys,
Listen, I'm sure you're a very nice lady. I'm sorry that life has dealt you a bitter blow. But tell me now. What will it take to get you off this show? Is it a prize? Because really, ultimately, as I said earlier when I was kidding, but I mean it seriously, you're just prostituting yourself now. If it's a prize you want.
No. You know what? You guys don't have to give me anything. I'll continue.
You don't have to give her a thing.
Great. Then hang up the phone.
And we'll part as friends.
Hey.
And as you say in your country, Dung Chow Ribe.
Oh, save it.
Domo arigato.
Now, you don't even know what Dung Chow Ribe means.
No, I don't.
That's not even Japanese. That's Korean.
No, it's Vietnamese.
Vietnamese, same thing.
Vietnamese, yes, thank you. I noticed the dialect. Thank you.
Listen, hang up your Sony phone.
It's not... Don! God!
Get into your Toyota, and, you know...
It's a Mitsubishi, thank you very much.
Same difference, honey.
You know, whatever. Send me a friggin' t-shirt, because I'll advertise your show. I'll go do my laundry.
Oh, that's what it's about.
How about we send you a kimono? A Don and Mike kimono.
Yeah, we've got a whole closet full of them.
Oh, Mike, come on. Cut me some slack. I'm a nice girl.
I've grown tired of you, Janelle. I'm sorry.
Janelle, we have listeners who want to talk to you now.
Oh, good.
This is a sign that someone is always just clicking with our listeners. Let's go to Max. Max,
Janelle, hello. Are you doing me on Dynasty?
Right, hold on. Let me go to a girl. Here's a girl that wants to talk to you. Let's see, Dawn.
Hello.
Hi, Dawn.
Dawn, say hi to Janelle.
Hi, Dawn. Hi, Janelle. You know, we choose the turkey song over you. We don't want to listen to you anymore. We don't care about you or Howard.
Hey, jealousy.
Thanksgiving.
Meow. Hey, jealousy.
Yeah, right.
See?
Yeah.
I'm probably weighing 600 pounds.
At least I'm not an Asian, see?
Wow.
Wow.
Ooh.
Good for you.
Wow.
See?
Oh,
my.
See?
Jesus Christ.
Out of line, man.
See?
Out of line.
Way out of line.
Mm-hmm. I'm out of line. You're surprised that they're being rude to you? At least I expect for them to be rude to me.
You know what, Don? I call...
Hey, my.
You can't say the F word. Who just said the F word?
Janelle.
Excuse me.
Janelle, you... Why'd you say the F word?
I'm sorry.
I found it attractive.
No, in what context, though, did she say it? I wasn't even listening.
Anyway, Janelle, your mom's a whore.
Wow.
Oh, you know what, Don? Here, listen to this. Your mom is a whore, and my mom was her whore, so there you go.
Hey, Janelle, listen, I'm fine with that, honey. I tell you what, no matter what the bad blow, no pun intended, life has dealt me, I wouldn't be such a whore I'd call a radio show for a half hour for a t-shirt. Honey, and it's a comedy show. If you can't deal with that, I'd be glad to give you a prize just to get your Japanese face off the freaking show.
Well, then give me a prize, Don, and I'll never call you back, but I'll still listen to you guys. You can talk about me tomorrow, and I'll listen.
No, thank you for that. Thank you for that.
What did she win, Don?
Mike, she's won the... Arnold Schwarzenegger Pumping Iron 25th Anniversary Special.
Oh, so good.
The DVD and the GNC $25 gift card.
Wow.
Well, thank you very much, guys. I didn't just call for the prize. I was calling to tell you
No. If that's really true, then give back the prize, and you will win my respect. And I will not call you an Asian whore. But
all right,
give back the prize.
I give back the prize, then how's that? Like I said, I just called to tell you that...
Bye, slut.
Oh, God.
See ya.
Dear me.
I'm just having fun.
Deary dear.
Deary dear. Deary dear.
Deary dear.
Okay, so that's, now people are calling in. I already said the joke about, here's the guy, this guy, hey, Jackson?
Yeah?
In Reno, you gotta listen to the show.
Yeah.
I already said, it says on the screen, no one of this lady, her husband did what he did to her. Yeah. I already said it.
Alright, but what do you say to a lady who has two black eyes?
Oh, no, we're not doing make us laugh.
No, come on now.
Come on. Negative.
Nothing. She's already ignored you twice, is the punchline there.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
He would know.
You know?
Rob would know that. Yeah.
He would.
That's just the joke, though.
Yes, of course.
We understand that it's a joke, right?
Kidding, of course.
We're spinning it the way you want us to.
Hello, Janelle?
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
She called back?
I'm here.
You called back, or did we hang up on you? Have you been here the whole time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've been here the whole time.
Janelle, you've been a wonderful addition to today's show. Please enjoy the Arnold Schwarzenegger gift. And now goodbye forever.
Stop it. Goodbye forever. What do I do? You don't even know where I live. I mean, I'm in Vegas.
We're going to place you on hold, and then our person will get the information to send you the prize.
Well, Mike, listen, I did not call in, and I enjoy you. You're very nice.
Right. Yeah, it's just me that you hate. That's fine.
I can
live with that. You know why? Because
I don't hate you.
I remember, what was the year? 1940, 39, somewhere in there, something about your people. I don't know. It's something that's easy. You know, something that's buried history. You know, let's let bygones be bygones.
Absolutely.
That's what
forgive
and
forget.
I will continue
to tout your show to me. Throw in a t-shirt so I can wear it and tell people.
We don't give away T-shirts.
We don't, honey, we don't have T-shirts like that say the Don and Mike Show for anybody. We have nothing.
We don't really have T-shirts. But
I've just given you the prize that I have, the Arnold Schwarzenegger DVD and the GNC.
I'll watch Arnold. I'm from California. I'll send it to my parents. They live there.
Very good.
All right,
so now the prize is not even for you. It's for your parents.
Well, Arnie's their governor now.
Mm-hmm.
So they were let go.
The Terminator. Hey, what's up though? Does Buzz have any information on what's up with Michael Jackson? What's going on?
You're on the show now.
Yeah.
Don, Mike, and Janelle. Show.
Welcome to the show, Janelle.
Hi, Janelle. Welcome.
Janelle, I don't know. I guess you missed the meeting about the first break today. We kind of covered that in the first break of the show, and then we're going to go to it in about an hour.
No, I heard bits of
that. Oh dear.
Now, Janelle, listen. I want to tell you something. This Mal.
If you keep talking like this, you're not going to be on the show anymore.
See? See? She just dropped the S bomb, but she just said, oh, I had some S to do and I wasn't able to listen earlier to some yoga S.
Yeah, I put you on.
Do you do yoga every day?
Yes, I do. Every day and every night. Every day and every night.
For the girl.
So,
all right.
Keep me in shape. But no, I was curious.
Okay, honey. Really? I'm putting you on hold now. Enjoy your prize. Okay?
Thank you, Don. Don't call me an Asian horn. If you make fun of me, I will call you back.
She'll call us back. It's a pretty good threat, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's a great threat. It's a great threat. I wait for your next call. All right.
Bye.
Oriental floozy.
Throw it at your ass.
Oh! Japanese sea sucker.
Oh, my.
Oh, don't get me started. God. I got to go do more yoga and meditate now.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hang up now. Come on.
Bye. Hey, you know what? I need your mailing.
Hold on.
Robbie,
I need the glass. Break. Emergency. I got the emergency way to get this broad off the phone.
Don't call me a broad. Just put me at home. I'll get your mailing.
No, hold on. Here you go. Here you go. Right here. How do you get rid of someone? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Janelle. How you doing?
Janelle, we'd like you to meet Dennis Murphy.
Dennis,
I know you.
Wait a minute.
You know Dennis?
Hold on.
I don't know, but I know of him. What's up, Dennis?
I'm not gonna know you better, Janelle. Is that possible?
Dennis, how do you know this lady?
I know. I just listen to him on the radio.
Oh, okay. So that's how you know.
All right.
No,
and,
fucking know.
Here comes the Dennis Murphy timing right now. Hold on, Dennis. Keep it in your pants.
I'm not going to miss you, can I?
There you go. Janelle, that's going to be part of your prize as well.
It'll be one hand delivered.
We'll send you the email for Dennis, and you can contact Dennis. Janelle, thank you for listening. And I know that you, just like me, you're kidding. You really get the joke.
I got the joke.
You get the joke.
Yeah. Okay. And did you hear him sneak in DennisMurphy.com?
DennisMurphy.com, Janelle. Email me.
I heard that, right.
Yeah, well, Dennis, I'll get right on the computer then and check it out. But no.
Come on.
Okay. Bye, you
guys. What's wrong with me?
Oh, shut up.
What's wrong with me? Read the book. New York Times bestseller.
What's wrong with Dennis Murphy?
Todd.
Top of the charts.
Hello, Todd and Mike Show. Hello. I think Dr. Phil wrote it. Yeah. What's wrong with Dennis Murphy?
Everything.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Why are you so mean to that girl?
Pardon me?
Why are you so mean to that girl?
Ah,
I know.
This is Mike speaking, sir. Let me pull back the curtain a little bit. You see, there's only one man here that controls how long somebody stays on the line. Do you think if there was real meanness or hatred, he would have let her stay?
You just don't get it. All right, I'm sorry you don't get it.
You don't get the joke.
Shows a little over your head.
But if you were so mean to that girl, if you were calling trying to be very nice, do you, Janelle?
Another horny guy. Working his man right now.
You know he is.
See, I got over that. No. I was doing that at the beginning. Yeah, that's when I was saying that to Don.
What do you mean so mean? And that's what Mike was doing. Yeah.
Working my man the whole time.
Working his man.
It's so unbecoming. It's just so unnecessary to be mean.
Listen, here's the thing. You really just don't get the joke. But the bottom line is, I don't know what type of radio show you've been listening to, but if you think that radio is all about calling up and being nice and being polite, then you're effed. Because you're a tool too, and I don't know your heritage, so I can't call you like an Asian tool.
Right.
But you're just a tool.
I'm a Chippewa Indian.
You shouldn't have volunteered that, sir.
He wants more. Don't give him what he wants. He really wants it.
Humma, humma, dumma as a humma, humma, dumma as a humma, humma, dumma. All right. Goodbye. Goodbye. He's gone.
Have you noticed people have trouble hanging up on this show? Mm-hmm. It's almost impossible for them to go away.
It's like a
giant spider web. People can't fly away once they fly into the net.
Mike?
Yes?
Can I point one thing out to you?
Yes.
You've totally managed to tune out the Thanksgiving song.
I know.
Hey, that's great.
I know.
That's great.
I was so worked up with all these callers and I forgot completely.
But what about the brand new
Jeep? It's a brand new Jeep. The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle. Comes equipped with high back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter power tech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast, a little bit of wheels, and customer preferred packages. 2TB and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. Don, back to you.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
We'll give away another key for that car. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's the time of the year to give thanks, and you should be thankful for Singular, the best wireless company. Don't be a turkey. Make the switch.
Sign up for Family Talk and add up to 3 lines for $9.99 per line per month. Select plans start at just $39.99 a month.
Sign up now, and Singular will waive the activation fees on any added line with a 2-year service agreement.
Nationwide long distance is included, and you can share your bonus rollover minutes. Come on and gobble up this great deal.
The Samsung X427 color flip phone is $49.99 or after a $50 mail-in rebate with a 2-year service agreement.
I love the vivid high-resolution color display, downloadable polyphonic ringtones, and downloadable games on the Samsung X427.
Does Buzz endorse this?
Buzz,
do you endorse this?
Absolutely.
Good. My guy. Thank you, Singular, for the vivid colors. They wrote that in the copy. Make the switch to Singular. Call 866-SINGULAR, go to singular.com, or go to any Singular wireless and tell them Don and Mike sent ye.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular wireless store for details.
Here's the Singular.
WJFK.
I know. Great read.
The Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I hope
hope I've done justice in presenting what I think is rewarding about emergency medicine. Now, with the time we have left, anybody have any questions?
Do people really come into the ER with foreign objects stuck in their rectums?
I don't think that's the kind of information people are here for.
I wouldn't mind here.
Oh, come on. Okay, yeah. Sometimes it happens.
What's the weirdest thing you ever took out of somebody's rectum?
Bowling trophy. The Don and Mike Show.
They love to get festive. Don and Mike.
Arrest him!
Kid toucher.
Yeah!
Wow.
Hey, it took a little while.
Well, now you listen to these songs, and you're gonna...
It's weird, isn't it?
You start this one over again, because it's like, we played tag in grade school.
Mm-hmm.
Stop, that's what the boys sang. Now yes. Stop.
Stop it, Michael! Stop it!
They get him yet?
You better save me.
Buzz, has he turned himself in yet?
No, they're still negotiating the surrender, but this thing is unfolding so quickly. Maybe I'd better tell you a little of this now?
Yeah, before news, sure.
Oh, man.
Oh, you know, before you do, Buzz, let me turn this guy off. Hold on a second. Let me turn this guy on.
Next line, I'm like,
oh no!
No, I'm kidding.
Here we go. Thanks anyways.
You're home for continuous Thanksgiving music.
There you go. Not a mic show.
You know that we're giving away...
Shut up, Adam.
finally got
to you?
No, not really. We're giving away a dinner on the Mayflower, and we're doing this next Wednesday, and it's our big day before Thanksgiving show. Dinner on the Mayflower, and dig this now. It's a Mayflower moving van.
Right.
And you and your family come and we have a real meal, a nice spread, and you have it inside the Mayflower moving van, and the food is courtesy of and is served by the girls of the Crystal City Restaurant. See them just as you would see them on stage.
Amen.
I think that tells you everything you need to know about these delightful women.
Absolutely.
The winning family, we will accept up to 20 people. You'll be on the show next Wednesday. And the winning family receives $500. We've got at least 10 great finalists.
Right.
We're going to pick the winner tomorrow.
Good.
We're going to read them and pick the winner tomorrow on the show. So it's your last chance to email us why we should pick your family to this email address, donandmikeshow@wjfk.com. And we want to thank Joe Mulholland Mayflower for the truck. Now that you've found your new home, make it a smooth move with Joe Mulholland Mayflower. Call Joe Mulholland Mayflower for a free quote, 703-494-2021.
Take a Mulholland drive.
So that's tomorrow. We're going to read those in the email address, donandmikeshow@wjfk.com. Not to be confused with our other contest.
Mm-hmm.
The Jeep. It's a brand new Jeep. The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle.
It comes equipped with high back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter PowerTech V6 engine, tinted windows, gas, aluminum wheels, and customer-preferred packages, 2TB and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
It's a 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 worth over $23,000. We're giving away one key a day. We're going to have a minimum of 18 winners. So your chance of winning a key and starting the car is great. And we'll give away the key somehow on today's show. Mm-hmm. Now, I can tell you already that tomorrow's show is going to be fantastic. Not that today's wasn't.
Right.
But tomorrow... Again, I'm going to promote it, because eventually we're going to get to it. The Jerry Lewis telephone tape.
Oh, they're marvelous, yep.
Eventually we will. Mm-hmm. And
because I know him.
You know, we started this thing today about talking about stations playing Christmas music.
Right.
Which brought up the whole...
Thanksgiving.
Play Thanksgiving music all the time. And tomorrow we'll read the article, if we have a chance, from the idiot program directors.
Congratulating themselves.
Who have figured out what Christmas songs people like and what Christmas songs people don't like and why they're playing them now on November 19th. But the breaking story today, of course, is MJ.
Once again, a black man.
Well, he used to be a black man. Breaking news. Here is Guy Birdley with the latest. Guy.
Mike's already sitting down. Don, you may want to sit down for this. In fact, everybody may want to sit down for this. Fox News Channel is reporting that the 12-year-old boy, who's the alleged victim in this Michael Jackson case, may have told his psychiatrist that Michael plied him with wine and sleeping pills.
The boy's represented by the same lawyer who represented the 13-year-old who made similar allegations 10 years ago, but Fox News Channel's source on this says Jackson knew months ago about the concerns of the boy's family and offered them passage to South America, complete with cash and passports.
South America?
South America.
The boy.
The boy.
What about the boy?
The boy is a cancer patient whose last wish was to meet Michael Jackson just when his family feared the illness was worsening. The boy's condition improved.
Oh, my God.
Is that the same? Wait a minute. Hold on.
God.
Is that the same kid that was in the documentary?
Apparently so. I didn't really see
because
all the documentaries.
Because there was a kid,
so
I believe, that was a cancer patient who he was very close to. And that's very interesting.
What rockumentary are you speaking of?
There were a couple out there. But yeah. There was one where they followed this kid around, and it was odd.
The boy's condition did improve, but his friends started taunting him at school about his relationship with Michael. That's when the family called this lawyer. This family, says it will not accept an out-of-court settlement the way the last accuser did. This is why officials are saying the charges are so serious. This is why Michael's bail is set at $3 million.
Hmm.
Well, he's got the dough to pay that.
Yeah, well,
he's got
maybe.
Yeah.
He used to.
So, he... No,
all we hear then the only specific allegation is he plied him with sleeping pills.
This is the new thing.
And the fact
and
that
why.
He's a cancer patient.
And he's got cancer.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's weird, you know, and with stories like this, it's weird the way facts come out. I mean, you don't... I mean, I sure hope before this thing goes to trial we get more information on this.
I'm sure we will. This is a source telling this to Fox News.
And I might as well admit it. It was me.
You're the source?
You're the source.
God bless
my
you.
Source. My source. Wait, when are those new jingles coming in, Rob?
A source.
Because we did order one that says my source.
Very soon. Michael's source.
Michael's source.
Yeah.
So that's that's
and he has, you know, they're still negotiating whether he's going to be turned in or not.
What they're really negotiating, I'm sure, what Michael's attorneys are saying: how can we do this quietly? How can we do this without cameras?
Good luck. Good luck. Here's the thing: when you F a boy with cancer,
right.
I don't think you're allowed the luxury then of when they catch you of negotiating.
Right.
Right.
But it seems like that's exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the king of pop.
He's the king of pop. Oh, man. Unbelievable.
I'm sorry, Buzz. Go ahead. I have many, many questions. Go ahead.
That's all the new information. But to me, that's a truckload right there. That's like a ton of bricks, the fact that the boy is a cancer patient and has apparently said, and this has not been confirmed yet, this is reported by Fox News, but the boy's apparently said that Michael gave him wine and sleeping pills and to make this happen.
Well, but what else? Well, I mean, what are the allegations? I mean, did he say that he
sodomized
him or something like that?
There's been no description of the specific
The kid's going to do it for a gummy bear and for a video game. I mean, of course, listen, whether the kid's got a cancer or whatever.
Well, if he drugged him, I mean, that's I think.
Right.
I mean, that goes way beyond molestation, too. You're talking about a whole different bunch of charges,
right.
I would think.
Yeah. Michael's facing multiple counts. They won't say how many charges he's facing.
I heard over 12.
They say that each charge carries a penalty of 3 to 8 years in prison.
They went into that house, I would assume, for more than just physical evidence of some sex act taking place. I would assume that when you get that many agents that break into a house, if they're looking for pornography and maybe stuff on the internet, I would think.
I think that part of it is, and sure, they had 60 guys because they had this case, but part of it has got to be that these guys are standing. Imagine you're in Neverland Ranch, okay, which is weird to begin with.
Mm.
So you're finally in there, and like you're standing by a carousel or something, and right next to you, you found this gigantic trunk of gay porn, kiddie porn that belongs to Michael Jackson. What cop doesn't want to say, hey, hold on a second, grab the camera. I'm going to get my picture taken by the horse on the car.
They did bring video equipment with them, the police did.
For these cops, this is going to be the bust of the century, not to mention the fact that, okay, now, honey, here is where Michael Jackson sat down. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you go around with the camera. Oh, okay, now hold on. Take my picture with the giant, with the Ferris wheel.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, I would assume that this is all going to come out eventually.
Look, a DNA stain!
I bet they got plenty of those.
When I know more,
I bet they went in with the CSI stuff, right?
Yeah,
the forensics lab was there, the portable lab. Yeah,
it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. They're just looking at it. I think we need our CSI music, Robbie.
You know, I wonder how those parents that settled out of court the first time around are feeling.
Yeah.
Right about now.
Approached years later, they still won't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If he's convicted, they can talk about it. I think that's the way the law works.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's the latest on Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's funny, don't you think?
Yeah. But like I said 2.5 hours ago, really, like, anybody surprised by this, that he's finally...
And I don't want to be harsh
been caught.
Or cruel to the parents, but come on.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what the sheriff is saying.
I mean,
basically.
You know, really. I mean, you know, whatever the circumstances. I mean, you read newspapers. You know, I'm a parent. If I'm reading the newspaper, I'm not sending my kid to the Neverland Ranch.
We've said that for a year before. Mm-hmm. Before any of this.
And parents continued to do it.
Before he was even thought. Let me just say, when he was still.
Let me use a Starbucks analogy.
When he was still mocha. Okay? Mm-hmm. Before he became white chocolate. Way back then, when we knew he was weird, before he started doing all the plastic surgery mm-hmm. and dyeing his skin and all that. Mm-hmm. Even back then, there was the point when, I think, Off the Wall, when that album was out, everybody thought,
right.
Okay, he's pretty cool. Then Thriller came out, and you thought, well, he's a little eccentric, mm-hmm. but... Jesus, the guy's a hell of an entertainer.
Talented, yeah.
But I tell you, the moment...
Was there ever a bigger... I mean, I remember... Do you remember how huge that album was?
Yeah. But,
and the thing that got, I think, got
especially
my...
Especially with the video. I mean, the video, you know...
When Bad came out,
mm-hmm.
and it was that video... remember him in the garage where he's doing the fake fighting with the guys?
Right.
And that's the first time you looked at it and you said, what's that dude doing to his face? And what's wrong with his hair? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's when he started to enter the land of the weird.
Yeah. But even, let me just say, though, that even back in the Off the Wall days, there would be no way if it was, I don't care if it was Michael Jackson, Britney Spears, if it was Tony DeFranco, David Cassidy. I wouldn't let my kids go on an overnight trip with
a guy.
And it's funny, a boy. It's funny to call him a guy. And
when I laugh out loud is when he says he's 45.
Yeah, he's the same age as me.
Wow.
And he's just a year younger than you.
It's very strange. Very, very strange.
So anyway, that's it.
Yeah.
And in some way, it just pisses me off, though, because people knew about this, and I don't think you let some of these other people around him. Look, when a guy is this effed up,
mm-hmm.
it's not just the guy. There's a huge money machine around this, and you got parents involved in it. You've got the foundations that get involved with this. There are a lot of people that have to come under scrutiny with this, I think.
Grissom, we found this underneath the bed. Look, it's an ad for Kmart. Read it. Boys' pants. 50% off.
Thanks for sliding another one in there. We're getting 100 of them. Hundreds.
Okay. Let's try to move on. Thank you, Buzz. We'll have more on this later.
Yes, we will.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to hear CSI at the Neverland Ranch.
What do you think he did?
Hey, Mike, when you do the Horatio impression,
yeah.
talk, you know how he never makes eye contact to the last word?
Right.
So
right.
Talk a little off mic for everything except the last word.
What we have here is the chance that you're a kid toucher.
God, you made a young man very
that
happy.
That was a scary laugh yeah. right there.
I felt like a kid toucher right there.
I was going to say, I hope he enjoyed his time at the Neverland Ranch.
And, listen, last thing here. Very rare we can get this, but it does tie into Michael Jackson.
Yes.
We do have today's Rick Dees moment.
Ooh.
Ah, very good.
Rick Dees is a jive disc jockey. And Robbie got in his new car, the XM.
Right.
You know, the thing that all the regular radio people are so scared about because it's
mm-hmm.
so good.
Yes,
and Rick Dees is on this useless satellite channel.
And I was checking him out this morning, and he said, Ellen Kay, our Dees poll of the morning, is Michael Jackson being set up?
Oh, what an ass.
But hold on.
But it gets better. And how does it look, Ellen? And Ellen says, well, according to our statistics from Rick.com, 3 in 5 people think he's being set up.
Oh, my God.
And his reply was...
Hold on. So she says, well, Rick, according to our poll, 3 out of 5 people who listen to Kiss FM think he's being set up.
Really? and that was it. And then they went into, like, the Outkast record.
Man.
So he's up his...
Oh, yeah. Well, they did a remote from Neverland, or
right.
he called it Nevertell.
Yeah, uh-huh. And you know what? Rigdon, you're under scrutiny, too.
Yep.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. And when I had listened to that, I was kidding before, but I'm telling you the truth. Now, when I worked at Kiss FM in Los Angeles
mm-hmm.
in the early 80s,
mm-hmm.
Rick D's touched me. Everywhere.
Everywhere. Bad place?
With everything.
Everywhere. With everything.
And you still tell that story in such a childlike way.
Well,
everywhere with everything. Rigged
it. It's Rick. Rick. Stop it, Rick. Yeah, Robbie.
If you could have Merlot and Benadryl,
would you?
God.
Wow. Okay, stand by for action, everybody. Mm-hmm. I know that at least I think we've had a pretty funny, a pretty loose show today.
Mm-hmm.
But the hilarity takes an entirely new leap.
Good.
When we come back with Nick and Joe.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. The two chain smokers.
Nick and Joe. Who doesn't like tobacco? I don't even want to say it because I know a lot of people turn the radio off. But mm-hmm. Too bad. What does Bob Barker say?
It's the Don and Mike show. And they'll say what they wish.
Yeah. There Tobacco Road.
Oh, fantastic.
Coming back. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Ashtray mouth, iron lung, chimney breath, toss, sucking tobacco face, lung-infested yellow fingers, gives topo-using emphysema-loving. These are not nice names, people. Smokers are people, too.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bingo, baby! The Don and Mike Show.
See, always using the noodle.
There you go.
Now, I know that the theme to Tobacco Road is smoking by Boston.
Right.
Why, we got smoke on the water.
Very good.
And we have a caller 100 right now. Let's see. Oh, man, we are all over the WWE this week. Now we've got the Ultimate WWE collection, the DVD collection with 12 DVDs. A retail value of $315. Watch WWE SmackDown tomorrow night at 8, 7 Central on UPN.
All right.
On UPN. Be the 100th caller right now at 877-365-3636. And you'll win that from the WWE and SmackDown. And we've still not given away the key for the Jeep, and we will do that. Mike, the Jeep that we're giving away,
it's a brand new Jeep. A 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle. It comes equipped with high-back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter PowerTech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, customer-preferred packages, 2 TV and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don.
Thanks, Mike. We'll give that car away on December 12th. And we'll give away a key. I'll tell you this. You have to have been listening to the entire show today. We're not going to play a game. We'll do, every other day we'll break up the monotony. Some days we'll do like call in to win games.
Right.
Other days it's just the loyal listeners. The people that listen to all 4 hours of the show
like that.
Are the people that we dig.
And then on December 12th, you have a 1 in 18 chance of winning a car, which are a pretty amazing odds.
Yeah. Yeah, very, and a nice car, a $23,000 Jeep.
Yeah.
Time now for Tobacco Road. Robbie, why don't you get, let me do the dialing here, and then you can...
Dial the circle.
Get our guest on.
You will what? Mm-hmm.
Dial the number that's circled here.
Dial the number that's circled. Okay.
Pick up the machine that goes bing.
925-798. Why not just read the number on the air? There you go. Just a mental note to myself.
Note to self.
Now, of course, you know that both Nick O'Teen and Joe Camel have had their voice boxes removed because they smoke.
That is true, and they are still being troopers and doing their radio show.
You'll be interviewed. I may have misspoke before. You're going to be interviewed by Nick and Joe.
Tell them to wait 1 second while we get a winner here.
Hang on about
60
seconds.
Okay, great. Okay, so Rob set this thing up. Let's get a caller 100.
Very good.
And here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, calling in.
Yeah, call 100. That's you.
All right.
And who is this?
My name is James Tower.
James, where are you from?
Springfield.
What, Mike?
Rob.
What?
Rob does nonverbal things. He's a James Sour, and Rob just pursed his lips and just said, gee.
Actually, Tower. Like
Sour. Well, no. It was still funny while it lasted.
Now, and then if it was sour.
Bob's flexing his muscles.
Like
now.
A tower.
But if it was sour, we could have asked you about your balls.
Sour balls.
Sour balls. Okay, the WWE DVD collection. That's from SmackDown. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hold on just a second, please. Now, let's compose ourselves. And
yeah, I guess he cracks me up sometimes.
Here is the setup for Tobacco Road.
Okay.
And we get these come-ons for interviews all the time. get rid of telemarketers by being silly. Uh-huh. It really doesn't matter what the topic is on
no,
the back of
irrelevant.
Room. Dealing with telemarketers can and should be a laughing matter.
Right.
That's the opinion of Ray Paul Sodini,
yes,
a former telemarketer in San Francisco,
oh,
who's starting a nationwide campaign to get folks to be funny to telemarketers instead of being rude.
And, of course, all that Nick and Joe are really concerned about is tobacco products if they've ever been telemarketed.
So what we're going to do now is get the guy on the phone, and then we'll cue Buzz, who is our announcer for this.
Right.
Buzz, are you ready?
I am.
All right, then I'm going to cue the microphone. Rob, why don't you turn it over here at first? Let's make sure that this part works.
Because this is always the toughest part to adjust to. Are you having a good time?
Sounds good.
My voice box has been removed. Hey, where's my Marlboro lights? You switched to reds, don't you remember? Doe? Joe? No, I said doe, like Homer Simpson. Doe? Oh, my bad. All right, Rob.
Yes.
You think we need it a little lower? I think, remember, we have to talk like this.
Yeah.
Yes, that's okay. Our voice boxes have been surgically removed. How long were you a telemarketer?
Perfect.
Okay, we are ready now. Ready and willing. Go! Okay, Buzz.
All right. Welcome, if you got them, live from the Westwood One Radio Network. It's Tobacco Road with your hosts, Joe Camel and Nick O'Teen. Now, here's Nick and Joe.
Thank you, Mike. Mark Elston, our announcer. Hi, everybody. This is Joe Camel, and I'm Nick O'Teen. Welcome to Tobacco Road. Sing it. I love that little band from Boston. That is one of my favorites. And as you might know, it is the theme to our show. Nick, we are joined today by Ray from San Francisco. Ray, welcome to Tobacco Road.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for calling.
Ray, if you're disturbed by the sound of our voices, please do not be. You should know that both Joe and myself have had our voice boxes removed, yet we have not allowed it to stop our broadcasting career, nor has it stopped us from smoking. Say, Ray, are you a smoker?
No, I'm not.
Do you use smokeless tobacco?
No.
We are talking with Ray on Tobacco Road. Ray deals with telemarketers. Say, can you get cigarettes through telemarketers?
I don't think so.
You're not aware that any tobacco products have ever been sold over the phone?
Not as far as I can tell. At least I haven't talked to a telemarketer myself who has tried to sell me a cigarette.
When you were a young...
to it.
Ray, excuse me. I must ask this of all of our guests. Even though you are not a smoker, at some point I'm sure you felt the satisfaction of lighting up and inhaling the cool, fresh, refreshing smell and taste of a cigarette. Can you tell us when you had your first?
My first cigarette was probably, let's see, when I was about 18 years old.
Was it menthol?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. How about the brand?
Well, for the longest time there, all I did was, because I'm such a cool guy, that's all I did. I smoked Kools.
Let's talk lighters.
That's the sign I was born under.
Ray?
Smoke Kools.
Let's talk lighters. Butane or fluid?
Well, I think I lit that first one up with a regular old match. So
when you are going to the...
Will smell into my lungs at the same time. I'll never forget it.
Is it Bic or Cricket if you're going to have one of the store... Don't forget Zippo! But Zippo is not in the same class. I understand, Joe. Listen, Nick, I'm talking about the type of lighters you would get at fast food stores, that's correct, as opposed to a tobacco store. And besides, I'm a match guy myself. I know you like wooden. I like book. How about you, Ray?
I'm not too sure, because I didn't quite understand everything that was being said there, but if I were to still be smoking cigarettes, I think I'd still be using the old safety match, because nothing works better in high windy storms.
Ray, get your head out of your ass. I like Bic. I like Cricket. I like Bic. I like Cricket. Bic. Cricket, Bic. Okay, you. You
are probably one of those guys who is always flicking his Bic in the movie theater. Is that you?
No, Ray. Hey, Ray.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
We are great. Ray, if I could tell you something, you have put both my friend Nick and myself at great ease. Many times when we do these calls on our radio show, people are put off by the fact that we do not have voice boxes. Would you like to play our game, Ray?
Sure, I'm ready. Go ahead.
See if you can guess how many packs Joe smokes a day.
Oh, Joe sounds like a good cigarette smoking name, so I'll say three.
Three packs? Oh, funny. With my breakfast three pack, here you go. I'm a carton a day man. Do you ever keep in mind I have to smoke through my blowhole? That's true, because all of the vocal things were taken out of Joe's throat? Nick, how many a day do you smoke? I will let Mr. Sodini guess. How about me, Nick Oteen? Ray, how many packs do you think I smoke per day?
Well, let's see, Nick, I don't think you smoke at all. Maybe one or two cigarettes after sex and after dinner. What do you say?
You are a smart man, Mr. Sodini. That's right. I chew tobacco primarily, but I enjoy a good cigarette too. And my motto is, the best ashtray is made of tape. Hey, Ray. Hey, Ray.
Yeah.
You know you could tar a roof with my lungs. Ray, the telemarketers that you are on our show to talk about, can you tell us, do they smoke?
Well, most of the telemarketers that I worked with did smoke.
That's very good. Smoking gets a bad rap. Hey, we're almost out of time for this segment. Why are we so persecuted? What is your website, Ray?
Monkey with Telemarketers. If you want to have a good time, Go to monkeywithtelemarketers.com for a good comic look at how to deal with all phone pests.
Did you know my fingers look like chocolate eclairs?
Yes, somebody did tell me about that. They warned me ahead of time before this call.
Ray, thank you for being such a great interview.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling.
Wish we could have you on longer, but we both have to go in for dental surgery.
I'll see you there.
No need for surgery. I just pop my babies in and pop them out. I forgot you have a removable jaw. If you would hold on, please.
Thanks for listening to another edition of Tobacco Road with your hosts Joe Camel and Nicotine. Brought to you by American Spirit, the cheaper cigarette. Join us again for Tobacco Road from the Westwood One Radio Network. This is Philip Morris speaking.
Thank you, Buzz. Michael, when we come back, the question of chewing. Yes, we'll be joined by David Modell from the Baltimore Ravens, a man who chews cigars.
Oh.
He's the president of the Baltimore Ravens. He'll join us next on Tobacco Road. Thank you. Are we clear now?
We're clear. Here's your bucket, guys.
That was a tough one. Bile. The bile.
You both sound better.
Thank you. Hey, Rob. Pick up. I put him on hold now.
There you go. We'll see. See how it went. You see if he's still there.
Very good.
Ray, thanks for joining us. We really do appreciate it. How do you think it went?
This is always the best part.
Yeah, Rob gets the review.
I'm nodding his head.
Well, they are market legends. They've been around for a long time.
Market legend.
We do appreciate it. Thanks again for your time. We'll hit your website in our next hour. We'll hit the website again in the next hour. You see, we're a segmented program. That's right. All right, God bless. God bless you real good.
All
right,
bye. Oh, God.
All right, well, now, the question is, you think one of these times, one of these guys is going to say, hey, come on, you know, that.
I think he might have had a glimmer.
Right.
I wasn't going to let him, you know.
What did he say?
He said, it was quite enjoyable. They're funny, and anytime I can plug my website.
Oh, God, okay.
All right.
He was a little too nice.
He's not as big a whore as that Asian girl.
Hey!
Out in Las Vegas from today's show.
Hi, Janelle.
Hey, and you remembered her name.
Hey, who you talking to?
Hey.
Baby, it's Vegas. And hi to Jacqueline Vaughan.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's me.
He made it up.
We've been talking about it all day. Mm-hmm. I know. The lead story is the fact that
they want to hit a Thanksgiving song.
And I've decided that we're going to be the radio show that plays Thanksgiving music.
Amen.
Before Thanksgiving.
That's a good thing.
Like all these stupid radio stations that are going all Christmas now.
Right.
The only smart thing, if we were real radio guys, we would have started doing this like at Labor Day.
Uh-huh.
Say you play
and watch the ratings quadruple
next year, Don. You just play Thanksgiving music over and over again. Very good, because that's what the idiot people want. Buzz, lead story today has to be about the kid toucher.
It is. Our headline is Michael Jackson is now a wanted man, boy.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
Who's it
coming up on the Don and Mike Show?
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show.
Lick the bee. The Don and Mike Show.
Time for Buzz's News now. Buzz brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure. Performance enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor.
Doctor developed clinically tested Duramax works. Get it at Rite Aid and GNC. Other select retailers, try it today. Veramax, 1-888, try VMAX. While you're listening to the dulcet tones of Bob Welch, I got to be the only guy in the world that still listens to Bob Welch.
Well, I sure like this song.
Yeah, he's good.
Telling you, though, kids, there's that band Fountains of Wayne. And that the best cut on that Fountains of Wayne CD, if we played records, I'd play it, is cut two. And you couldn't play it on the radio anyway, because the song is, I gotta get my ass together.
Yes.
Anyway.
Good one, what, Fountains
of
Wayne?
I got a new computer and a bright future in sales.
Yeah. Now, you've heard the song.
A million times. I love the
album. What's the book called?
Fountains of Wayne.
Fountains of Wayne.
Fountains of Wayne.
Comparable to? I always ask that about every band. Comparable to?
Mike, they sound like the Cars.
Okay.
But they also sound like 1970s rock and roll pop.
Cool.
Very pop, yeah.
And they got lots of dirty words in their songs.
Good. Very good. So anyway, good. I'll check it out.
I don't know if they sell some discs.
Now let's see if we can give away a key for the Cars.
It's a brand new Jeep, the 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. From Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle, comes equipped with high back bucket seats, satellite four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter power V-tank engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, and customer preferred packages, 2 CV and 26 feet. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don.
Wow. One of these times I'll catch you.
That, you caught me there. I mean, to be honest with you, I made up the first part.
Call 100 right now. You'll win $100 and a key, a brand new $100 bill and a key that could start the Jeep, the 2004 Jeep. We're giving away on December 12th. Only 18 people get keys. So call now, dial recklessly. Know this, you have to have listened to the entire show today.
Absolutely.
Okay? The question that I'm going to ask you is something that was from the opening segment of today's show.
Perfect.
So call now, dial recklessly, and here's Buzz, and we'll talk more about why Michael Jackson's hands smell like BM.
Oh, man. An arrest warrant's been issued for pop star Michael Jackson on multiple counts of child molestation. Santa Barbara County District Attorney Tom Sneddon says each count carries a 3 to 8 year prison sentence. Bail's been set for $3 million. Details are being worked out still on Jackson's surrender. Sneddon revealed two other search warrants were served at the same time in Southern California, but he wasn't specific about what authorities were looking for or where the searches were conducted. Sneddon emphasized the timing of yesterday's search warrant had nothing to do with the release of Jackson's new CD.
Now, listen, if you would have seen these guys, this was about 2 o'clock East Coast time. It had to be like 11 o'clock West Coast time.
Exactly.
Happening live when I was watching this today on TV here at the station. These guys, the cops that are in charge of the investigation, I'm not asking you. They were making jokes.
They were talking about whether not that we'd be interested in his music anyway. Remember that one?
Yeah, and the guy said, like, you know,
it's a little weird.
My daughter's a little old, but that's what I like his music. And the press corps, they're going, right, it was...
Let the feeding frenzy begin.
It was a weird memento.
Funny you should mention feeding frenzy, because one of the many stupid questions from the news media included, will lunch be served after this news conference? Unbelievable.
Wow.
That means Rudy Martsky was there.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
But the police and the prosecutors say that these are very serious charges, and stick with us, you'll hear why if you haven't already. Santa Barbara Sheriff Jim Anderson told reporters there may be other victims. He's urging them to come forward, and here are the details we gave you about an hour ago. If you weren't with us, the boy is a cancer patient whose last wish was to meet Michael Jackson just when his family feared that the boy's illness was worsening. Fox News Channel is reporting that the 12-year-old boy, who's the alleged victim...
I've got the letter here, Buzz.
Yes?
Dear Make-A-Wish, hi, my name is Jimmy Dees, and I have cancer. My wish is to meet Michael Jackson, have him get me drunk and drug me, and sodomize me.
Jesus.
Thanks, your friend, Johnny Dees.
Johnny Dees.
Fox News Channel says the boy may have told his psychiatrist that Michael plied him with wine and sleeping pills.
Right.
The boy is represented by the same lawyer who represented the 13-year-old making similar allegations 10 years ago. Fox News Channel's source on this says Jackson knew months ago about the concerns of the boy's family and offered them passage to South America, including passports and cash.
Passage to South America sounds something out of Casablanca.
That's nuts, isn't it? Hold on, he's going to call her 100.
Very good.
And then the more passage to South America.
It gets weirder and weirder.
Yep, and it will.
I send you to South America. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hola. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike, who's this?
Hey, this is Len. Len.
Good morning.
Len, where are you from?
I'm from Bakersfield.
Beautiful. Now, Len, let's see. Oh, now, if you win the key, you got to know this. If you win the key, and then on the 12th, if your key happens to start the car, you realize that you...
He is... Let me tell you something. Today...
Hey, I'm coming out there.
Now, yeah, Rob is wound up.
Rob is wound up and putting on a show today that is just about the best pantomime show that I've gotten.
Now, Rob, Bakersfield is nowhere near Sacramento.
All right, here's the thing. Oh. It's nowhere near, but this is the look. All right, you say Sacramento. I look over at him, and this is the look I get. Okay.
All
right, this is it.
All right. Rob just shakes his head.
Yeah.
Shakes his head ruefully.
Closer to Sacramento than it is here. Mm-hmm. I know that.
All right, so you know that if you win the key, and we'll have someone take your spot here if you don't, you know, want to fly out.
You'll have a surrogate, like a surrogate mother.
Yeah.
And if you win the car.
Rob said he wants to do it.
And if you win the car, you know, we don't ship it, so you got to come out here to get it.
I'll be there.
All right.
No problemo. Okay.
All right, well then, my friend, here you go.
Sour.
I like your attitude. Here you go. I hope you listened to the whole show today.
I did.
Okay.
All right.
Today I was talking about all the things I'm having to do around the house now,
mm-hmm.
and my wife wants to keep this a surprise, but I announced it. Where is my wife working?
Oh, crap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
You know what's so great about this is that, incidentally, goodbye, loser. What's great about this is that she's going to work right now.
Right.
And she didn't hear at the beginning of the show today.
Oh, so she's going to hear this now.
Yeah, so right now she probably thinks that that maybe I actually...
Maybe you really dropped the... well, let's find out.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Yeah, who's this?
This is William.
William, where are you from?
William.
I'm over here in Pikesville, Maryland.
Pikesville, Maryland.
Must be listening on Live 105, right?
Yeah, 105.7.
Yeah.
I tell you right
I'll
now,
you guys.
Pikesville's right around the corner from Dundalk.
Yes, it is, 30 miles.
There you go.
All right, where is my wife working?
Your wife is working at the Walmart as a greeter.
That's right.
And how you doing, Frida? I love you, baby.
Frida's a great greeter.
She's in the car right now.
I hope she greets me when I walk in.
Because the whole thing is, you know, don't talk about where I'm working.
Right.
Right. Because I'm still, you know.
Do you think she's laughing right now?
She's making all the money.
Probably. Who knows?
Big bucks, Don.
My friend, you know you got the big bucks. You got $100.
Wow. Oh, thank you.
And you have a key that could start the Jeep.
Okay.
Mike?
Way to go.
It's a brand new Jeep.
All
the
right.
Ford Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 Ferris Jeep.
I love
back
it.
Circle. It comes equipped with high back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog glass, 3.7 liter power tech, V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, and a customer preferred package is 2TB and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don.
Sounds like a nice one there, Michael.
Yes, thank you, sir.
lovely Jeep. Lovely Jeep. I can use that on Sundays.
Okay, you are a chatterbox, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Day a week.
Hold on, we'll see you on December 12th.
Yes, sir. I will see you there.
Hey, hold on.
Yeah. Answer every question with 15 words.
There he is. Well, Mikey listened to the whole show today.
He was wonderful. And he's from Pikesville, and I love Pikesville.
Very nice. Tomorrow when we give away the key, it'll be a call-in. It'll be a game.
Good.
So, you know... Well, no, you know, I don't want to say that because then what about the people who listen to the whole show?
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, maybe it won't be a game.
You never know.
Maybe it'll just be another one of those things.
You say it's a game and people won't listen to the whole show.
I listen to the whole show every day.
Just have to listen.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, really, come on, we're desperate.
Listen to win.
Here's Buzz. Stay listening. Was that the motto?
That's the motto.
Stay listening.
Very
stay
good.
Listening. And I want to add to that now. Stay listening because we're desperate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's the motto on the Don and Mike show.
Amen.
Stay listening, because we're desperate. Thank you.
I like that.
Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The boy, the 12-year-old cancer patient, who is Michael's accuser in this case, his condition did improve after his family thought he was getting worse, but his friends started taunting him at school about his relationship with Michael. That's when the family...
Hey, Faggot, how you doing?
That's when the family called a lawyer, and that's probably the kind of thing they said. And
you know, you gotta know that's it. It's like, you know, Jesus Christ. It's bad enough having cancer and going to school and living with that.
Right.
But imagine it gets out that, like, you had a sleepover, you know...
Sure.
...at the Joker's house.
What I don't understand about that, you reported that before, that's when they contacted authorities when he got grief at school. That doesn't make sense to me.
Apparently, the boy was getting therapy, and this is something that had been discussed. They weren't doing anything. They weren't taking any action, per se, other than getting the boy help. The young man had cancer, and he has this other problem. So the family is dealing with that and not really dealing with the Michael Jackson issue, per se, until the boy couldn't even go to school in peace anymore. And that's when the family says it decided to take legal action and contact an attorney. The family says
not until he was harassed in school a little bit, like all of the other times that Michael Jackson violated him.
Yeah, that was fine.
That was okay.
But the classmates start taunting him, and that's when the parents go to the authorities. I don't get it.
I think that was the last straw for them, because that's when the boy's life became intolerable.
I mean, this is obviously bits and pieces of the whole story, and they maybe have
either way. We'll never know.
He's a kid toucher. We've all known he's a kid toucher, and good for these people, no matter what the circumstances are. Mike, did the parents finally came up and they're going to nail him on it?
Also, though, I mean, I really hope, because, you know, how many bungled investigations have we seen where, mm-hmm. you know, if they went in there with the 60 guys, with the cavalry, they came charging in there. I hope they get something that can, you know, prove conclusively what exactly the deal is, because otherwise it's going to be another example of justice not being served.
Yeah.
I you know, and... You know, you always say innocent until proven guilty, but I think...
Yeah, obviously. We have
except for the hanging judge.
Yeah, no, Michael Jackson, guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Guilty from the first time you saw him with Emmanuel Lewis on his lap.
That is so unlike you.
He's absolutely guilty. What if they broke in his house? What if they found that he had, like, 300,000 Oxycontin pills?
Then he would get off scot-free and just do a brief stint in rehab.
Cabbage. And there's a guy tonight, I guarantee. You want to talk about getting loaded, getting wasted?
Right.
Tonight, Rush Limbaugh, he's going to have a big candy jar full of those pills, because it's going to be, oh, Marla, pressure off.
Page 10 from page 1.
Michael Jackson.
Giving me a gift.
Baby blues.
Cabbage.
Wilma.
Well, in the Michael Jackson case, the boy's family says it has no intention of taking this to civil court. It has no intention of filing a lawsuit against Michael, and therefore no way the family will accept an out-of-court settlement the way Michael's last accuser did 10 years ago.
And incidentally...
Go ahead, yeah.
I was just going to just pile on here, and I saw on CNN, Mr. Johnny was being interviewed.
Johnny Cochran, get involved?
Yeah. No, Mr. Johnny said, Or has he done a flip?
That he's not going to get involved, you mean?
Right.
Yeah, I don't think Cochran's involved in this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the clip I saw.
In fact, Cochran has said that he's advised Michael many times, do not have kids out to Neverland Ranch. And he said, you know, Michael's just different. That's right.
And you wonder why Johnny Cochran is such a great lawyer. Listen to that. Listen to that great legal mind at work.
That logic,
that wisdom.
Don't have kids out to your ranch for sleepover.
I don't want to, you know, I don't want to put myself in anybody's shoes, but it just seems to me the parents that would allow, with the reports that had come down before, parents that would allow their kids to sleep over there, it just doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense.
Yeah, especially after the last charge.
You know, and then to be surprised when this all happens, it's just it's very strange. I guess we have to wait for all the information to come
out. No, we don't. Mike, see, this is the difference between you and I. No, we don't. And we don't. We don't have to wait. He's a kid toucher.
No, hold on a second. I'm not saying wait to whether he's guilty or not. I agree with you that he's guilty of this. What I'm saying, I want to get all the information out about exactly what happened and what was really going on out there, because it's been so hidden prior to this.
The one thing I think that's suspect in the minds of Michael's family is that the family now making the accusations against Michael hired the same lawyer who made the last allegations, and that's been painted as just an extortion attempt, an attempt to get money out of Michael.
So they hurt their credibility with
it. So here's what you do when you go to Neverland Ranch. You go into the study, and there's this bust of William Shakespeare, and you lift up his head. You pull back his head, and you push a button, and this bookcase opens, and these two poles are there.
It's always Batman with you, isn't it?
And then you go down to the butt cave.
The butt cave.
Michael says, let's go down to the
butt cave. Let's take a trip down the poles to the butt cave. Come on.
And then, just like on Batman, somehow, between the time that you get on the pole and you get downstairs, you're naked. Mm-hmm. By the time you get down there to the buttmobile, you're naked.
And lubed.
I wrote this part just before the newscast. Similar charges 10 years ago all but ruined Jackson's career. This could be the final nail in that coffin, I wrote. It's certainly not good news for CBS, which has already had to cancel the Reagan miniseries and scramble to come up with a Michael Jackson special at the last minute.
Hold on, I got an idea. They'll just put a CSI on, though.
Now, CBS has, and this is what I'd written, until the end of this week to decide whether to pull the Michael Jackson special. Quoting a TV industry analyst, it's the sort of thing that's probably got CBS chief Les Moonves drinking Pepto-Bismol. This just in. CBS has decided it will postpone indefinitely a Michael Jackson special it was planning to broadcast. The special on the singer's life was scheduled to air next week. Criminal charges are expected to be filed.
What was the thing that CBS said about the fine?
They have respectfully declined to air the special.
That's it.
That's coming up.
Wow. This company's got some balls. Okay, Buzz, hold on.
All right.
Obviously, we had a lot of Michael Jackson kid-touching stuff there.
We've got Limbaugh and Sex in the Church coming up.
Yeah, yeah. Not.
I need baby blues.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They'll put more cash in your khaki pants. Don and Mike.
Let me give you this email address one more time. If you want to enter the dinner on the Mayflower thing with the strippers from the place and the Mayflower guy, it's Don and Mike Show at WJFK.com. That's it. We'll read the emails tomorrow. Pick the winning family tomorrow. They'll be on the show a week from today.
Very good.
And now, once again, here's Buddy. And of course, a week from today,
they want to hit a Thanksgiving song.
That's right. It's our Thanksgiving show.
Hallelujah.
We're your official Thanksgiving station.
Playing Thanksgiving music all the way up until Thanksgiving.
Now, we're not doing it 24-7 because we're not on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I wanted to do it for the six shows that were on before Thanksgiving. I wanted to do it 4 to 6.
When did you get sick of it?
I'm not.
You're lying.
I'm not. I think the longer it went on, the funnier it got.
Right.
And I think when we got...
I'm with you on that.
When we got into the conversation part of the show, you were able to tune this out.
When I got interested.
Yeah.
You know, it's when my interest would wane that I would notice Sandler.
So, like, you're not interested now?
I'm riveted now. Is there music playing?
Thank you, baby. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. ABC News says...
Oh, I hear it now. I'm joking. That was a joke.
Ouch.
That is such a joke.
Ouch.
I am just kidding. It was there. I had to take it, Buzz.
You had to do
you
it.
You know I don't mean
I
that.
I know you had to do that. ABC News says Rush Limbaugh may have violated Florida's money laundering laws, or should that be cabbage cleaning laws? The report claims law enforcement officials in Florida and New York say these violations may have occurred when Limbaugh used cash to buy the drugs to which he was addicted.
Cabbage. Now this is the thing that really could bring him down.
Yep.
It'll be money. But again, like the Michael Jackson thing and like everything else, you don't, I mean, it's not like Michael Jackson, he's not a kid toucher. But the deal is, because... What is it, Buzz? You get 10 grand from a bank, you got to tell the government, is
that
it?
That's exactly right. 10 grand or more has to be reported to the government immediately.
So
and
he would send a lackey down
right.
to get him 9 grand from the bank.
Right. Well,
and did it how many times?
Turns out it's also against the law to try to fly under the radar of that other law.
Right.
And so he may be facing all kinds of trouble.
And how many times did he send his boy to get his $9,000? Is there any idea of that?
Yeah, there is, and that's coming up. But let me tell you all first... Right. That if convicted on the drug charges, Limbaugh might face also a first-degree felony charge for money laundering, and that carries a penalty of up to 30 years in prison. And perhaps you get a cell.
It'll be money.
I'm sorry, that just slipped out.
Maybe you get a cell next to Martha Stewart and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, they'll all be in the same block.
Limbaugh's lawyer says there's no basis for these charges. He says Rush will tell the whole story when he can. Today, Rush explained that lots of customers of this particular bank did the same thing and that the bank got in trouble and had to pay a fine because of it.
Maybe. Now hold on.
He's starting to spin a little bit, isn't he?
Oh, God.
Oh, I mean, he's been spinning always.
Make you dizzy.
But today, and especially when a lawyer comes out and says,
right.
Rush can't talk about everything the good, that, you know, listen, if you got nothing to hide, you come out, you lay it out.
Right.
Yeah, and I would think that there's going to be more to come on this.
Okay, now here's the answer to your question. ABC says authorities claim Limbaugh made 30 or 40 cash withdrawals of around $10,000 each. Apparently,
it'll be money.
The law requires that, as you mentioned, withdrawals at or above 10 grand have to be reported to the government, and these were not. Is 300? Oh, and then that's it. That's the latest on Rush Limbaugh.
Wow.
Now, next question.
Okay.
Is $357,500 too big a fine for Infinity Broadcasting to pay for Opie and Anthony's Sex in a Church broadcast.
We respectfully declined to pay, is what Infinity Broadcasting said.
Infinity thinks it's too much. It says the broadcast had only, quote, oblique references and innuendo, and therefore was not indecent by FCC standards.
Okay, and this is what is maddening about this, and I don't want to take the side of the skateboarders.
No.
And I think when it happened, I said, I don't think you would fire. When it happened, I said, you shouldn't fire them.
Right.
I mean, they're dopes, talentless dopes, but they had idiotic managers that let them...
That absolutely let them do this stuff.
That let them do this contest that ended up getting them fired. Here's the thing that dopey and unfunny, right? I don't get it. If what they did was so bad that you had to tear down an entire radio station in New York, a flagship station,
mm-hmm.
and you had to cancel their contracts with all these radio stations they were on,
mm-hmm.
and you're still paying them a pretty penny
right.
to stay off the air,
mm-hmm.
then why do you want to fight about the fine with the FCC?
Doesn't make sense.
And I think Infinity Broadcasting would say, because this has been said to us, even though the company paid well over $1 million in fines for Howard, they look at themselves in the mirror because they say, well, we didn't pay the fines. We decided on mm-hmm. a mutually agreed upon number
right.
that's good, but it's technically not paying a fine. Like, there was a couple of years ago, Mike and I were going through something, nothing like this dopey and unfunny thing. It was one of those deals, we called somebody up and we didn't get their permission to put them on mm-hmm. the air.
Right.
And I can't tell you how many meetings Mike and I sat in with these guys where they said, do you realize Infinity Broadcasting has never been fined
mm-hmm.
by the FCC? Meanwhile, we're biting our tongues the whole time going, mm-hmm. wait a minute, hold on a second.
Yeah.
There's one reason we like working here is that the company stood up for Howard Stern
mm-hmm.
and paid all that crap.
Exactly. Right.
But that's all. So I don't get it.
Yeah,
right.
That's the only thing that I was going to say. I don't understand this. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Neither.
Unless they're negotiating for a reduction or they're positioning themselves. It's the suits. Yeah. The suits are doing this.
But the fine that was levied by the FCC, seriously, to a company of this size,
mm-hmm.
it is chump change.
It is a commercial on a CBS program.
At least one FCC commissioner agrees with you that it's, or at least he's also saying that it's not a big enough fine. He calls the fine a slap on the wrist. In that sense, he agrees with you. He says the company should lose its licenses to operate the 13 stations that carry the show. That's pretty drastic.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
That guy's a dope, too. Then the FCC guy's a dope.
Quoting Michael Copps, Infinity Viacom could pay this entire fine by tacking just one more commercial onto one of its primetime CBS shows and probably pocket a profit to boot, some punishment, end quote.
Very true, and this is what is not disturbing and not upsetting, but just... You know, you get your radar where you go, all right, so these guys effed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they shouldn't have gotten fired, but they did. And they fired the managers. They cleaned mm-hmm. house,
right.
the entire effing radio station.
Right.
And now when it comes out later that you got to pay a fine, now's the time you're going to stand up and say what they did wasn't bad.
It doesn't make any sense because you think you just want to get a buy. Get a go by the wayside.
If what they did wasn't bad, why'd you fire them?
The FCC's fining.
But they didn't really fire them because they're just still paying them. Because why? Because you're so afraid about the scary talent that's going to be coming back to the airwaves. I mean, we said it before. Bring them on.
Amen.
Bring them on. Put them on DC 101. We'd love nothing better
right.
than to go head-to-head mm-hmm. against those two talentless douchebags who should not have been fired for doing that bit.
I agree. I mean, I completely agree with you, and bring them on.
The FCC is fining each of the 13 stations $27,500 each for, quote, willfully and repeatedly broadcasting indecent material, but Infinity now respectfully declines to pay the fine. The broadcast was part of a contest to see who could have sex in the most shocking public place. In this broadcast, it was inside New York's St. Patrick's Cathedral. The woman was sentenced to 5 days community service. The man died of a heart attack. The station manager and his program director were fired. The program director,
Ken and Jeremy,
now works for one of those pay satellite radio companies. As for O&A, yes, they're still getting their multi-million-dollar salaries under a guaranteed contract, but next summer they become free agents.
Yeah, and whoa, watch out.
No, scary.
Jesus Christ. What a mess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, This company is a mess. I'm glad we got our deal and we don't have to worry about this thing and complain about this anymore.
Done.
But wouldn't it be nice one time if we did something, and we've never done anything like that.
Nothing like that.
Wouldn't it be one thing they just, hey, okay, we tastefully, respectfully decline it. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times some TWA,
yeah.
You know the next letter of the word,
right?
Write a letter in, you know. I don't like what Donna Lang said today to the woman of the show. Well, we called into the office. Mm-hmm. And said, well, we got this letter from this woman. And we say, the letter is from and they say, yes, but even a...
I don't think it has anything to do with them personally. I really don't. I think this is a strategy on the part of the suits and the lawyers, and this is a well-thought-out legal maneuver that they are doing. That's the way I would read it. I wouldn't read more into it than I think those guys, they took care of them. Yeah, that's it. They're in the rearview mirror with this company. You know that as well as I do.
Well, then why didn't the company just say, listen, you know, give us back some of the money and go ahead and be on the radio?
Because I think the company is worried about positioning itself in a situation where something could happen like this again. And they want to make sure that they have precedent, and they might feel that legally they do have a precedent to fight it.
Hmm.
I don't know.
But I don't think it's anything to do with dopey and unfunny. I really don't. I think the fact is that those guys are... They're gone.
Well, no, they are screwed because they're going to be forever remembered because of this. And regardless of what anybody says about, well, they have a guaranteed contract, they had the money. The point is, it's been 2 years now. You know, they had structure you want to put it in, however you want, whatever parameters, they had some PR momentum. They were, listen, I had it right all along.
Yep.
Flavor of the month. They were the flavor of the month. They were the new hot, shocking show that would do anything and say anything and put women's breasts on the World Wide Web and mm-hmm. lock themselves in the studio and break the equipment and be crazy and play Metallica records. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the month is over.
Dicks.
Yeah, I mean, and I agree with Don wholeheartedly that those guys should not have been fired for that. And in the same breath, F them.
I agree.
F them.
You know who's never
Big
been...
Time.
You know, as long as we're on this radio thing, you know who never gets the respect?
Who?
Really?
George Michael!
What's up with that?
That's who, Buzz. George Michael.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he never does.
California's new governor's trying to win friends and...
He touched me, too, incidentally.
California!
George Michael!
He touched me. Uh-oh. And I'll be very honest in this deposition, Your Honor. George Michael touched me in my genital area.
No, he touched you emotionally.
In a genital area, while I was on a horse.
Cauliflower.
George Michael.
California's new governor trying to win friends and influence people. Arnold Schwarzenegger now says he'll pass on the governor's salary of $175,000 a year.
I pass on grass.
To help the state's budget deficit, which is now up to $25 billion.
Hey, got any
click,
weed?
Click, click.
Got some weed for me? I pass on grass.
Oh, yeah.
He says he'll make another $2 billion in budget cuts to try to help with that deficit. He's also asking voters, though, to support a record-setting $15 billion bond issue to make up most of the deficit. Now, bond issues are usually to build new schools and roads, not to make up past debts. Arnold says he'll put a freeze on state hiring, travel, and upgrading.
Way to go, Kelly. You got what you wanted, baby.
He's Mr. Freeze.
You got what you wanted. There's your hiring freeze.
Hey, Batman.
Here's what else they got.
Jesus.
Maybe Arnold can help the state by giving commercial plugs. One of his first press releases said he'd be wearing a Prada suit at the inauguration. Quoting one critic, he spent taxpayers' money to give free publicity to Prada? What does he think this is? This kind of plug's done all the time. In show business, the performer gets free duds in exchange for the plug. The clothing maker says it believes that's what happened in this case.
Jesus.
My jeans, courtesy Wrangler.
There you go.
Oh. American.
At Walmart.
God, probably not made in America, though, right?
No, probably made a sweatshop somewhere.
Finally, crooks are still stupid.
Did you make this up, or is this real?
It's a true story.
All right.
In Modesto, California, a man robbed a bank, even though he couldn't really see what he was doing.
Modesto.
The skinny robber.
Close to Sacramento.
Uh-huh. And
the skinny robber was reportedly wearing a pink shirt, big white gardening gloves, and tight jeans. But when he pulled over his face the checkered flannel he'd made into a mask, he realized he'd forgotten to cut eye holes in the fabric. Witnesses say that although the robbery was successful, it was also very clumsy. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sure about that one?
No.
No.
You didn't make that one
all
up?
True.
All true.
All right.
right, that's it. Listen, we're going to try to do a better job tomorrow. We'll see you.
Absolutely.
See you with a new episode then. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
I would like to ask you to... what was it? What,
respectfully decline.
Respectfully decline my advances tonight.
I'm over here now.
Be a dear.
BM. Eaters.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.